at the moment is clear. Race 6, number 13, Never Without You, and 14, Undoubtable, 13 and 14. Race 7, clear, and Race 8, Take Out One Iconic, 2 Evil Dreams, 7 Alaskan Jade, 8 Oosterman, and the Emergencies 15 and 16. 1, 2, 7, 8, 15 and 16. As I say, they haven't quite gone interim, but they're very close to. It's a soft 6 on the Morfordville Park track. For our Sky Sports radio audience, Peter Ellis will preview that program right on 11 this morning. They're all the scratchings. It's right on 8 o'clock straight after this break. We'll be launched into the preview hour of a spectacular day at Randwick.
If you're serious about finding winners over the Spring Carnival, make sure you join myself, TK, along with Sydney experts Ronnie Duffy, Glenn Munsey, and the guru from Melbourne, Dean Lester, on Monday morning, 9 a.m. on Punters Postmortem. A full wrap-up on Winks going for 20 in a row. The world's best sprinters clashing in the shorts, while in Melbourne, it's Hartnell and the Maccabi Diva on the way to the Cups. All of that with your calls on 13 53 53. Make sure you join us. Punters Postmortem, Sky Sports Radio.
Join the Dynamic Syndications Gay and Adrian team. We're offering a fabulous filly by Medaglia Doro, sire of 103 stakes winners, 17 at Group 1 level, including the Gay Train Slipper Sensation Vancouver from Catalan Bay. Winner of 3 races in Group 2 performer, second Dam Kim Angel was a Group 1 Derby winner.
She's very much like Vancouver. She's got size, length, and there's something about her that all of us like.
Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Bingley's new kitchen and laundry catalogue is out now. Buy any Smeg, Westinghouse, Beko, Omega or DeLonghi cooking appliance or dishwasher and you'll receive a bonus Bingley gift card worth 10% of your purchase.
That's a great domestic deal.
Did you just make that up?
Yes.
Until October 8, get a bonus 10% Bingley gift card with any Smeg, Westinghouse, Beko, Omega or DeLonghi cooking appliance or dishwasher on catalogue products only.
And there's a great deal more in store.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Spring brings out Melbourne's best, and we've got the best for you. 158 two-year-olds to be sold at the Inglis Ready to Race sale have been showcased on grass breeze-ups and are now ready to race and ready to win. Watch the breeze-up footage from Cranbourne and Canterbury on the Inglis Sales iPad app and at inglis.com.au. Be at Oaklands Melbourne on Wednesday, October 4, and put yourself in the winner's circle with a two-year-old from the Inglis Ready to Race sale.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. It's the ideal way to start every Saturday during the Sydney Spring Carnival. We're into our preview hour now. Ron Duffy and Mike Fraser, and also Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. And Mark, we're right into it now, mate. This is a huge day of racing today.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic day, Andrew, isn't it? With a couple of headline races there, and looking forward to getting out there and being part of all the excitement.
It will be. Good three in the rail, we know, is out a little bit. Penetrometer 4.95. They're saying a shower, but very much later in the day, so people can certainly get out there and enjoy it all. What have you found for our listeners and viewers?
Andrew, out of the second race, Veladero at Randwick on the 2nd of September. Was first up on that occasion, beaten four lengths by Washington Heights, but had a very tough run, was obliged to race three wide without cover for the majority of the race, and looking at the circumstances, I thought its effort first up was pretty good, only really gave its condition out over the last 100 metres or so because of the run. In the fifth race, Champagne Paddles at Randwick on the 2nd of September, we did speak to Ty England and we speak to the tactics adopted there, but really from its wide draw, he had no other option but to go back to the tail of the field. The tempo of the race didn't suit the horse, and look, its effort was pretty good in the circumstances to make ground up in a race that was sort of dominated by the on-pace runners, only to be beaten ahead there by Formality. In the sixth race, McIntosh, same day on the 2nd of September, changed the tactics on that day to go back and settled back towards the rear of the field. The early part of the straight, it was inclined to lay in and proved difficult to shift to the outside. It was also post-race found to be lame in the near foreleg and obviously had a few things go against it. Still only beaten 2.9 lengths when finishing sixth at a happy clapper in the tramway. And the only other one to mention, Andrew, in race nine, improvement at Rosehill on the 26th of August. Was expected to go forward, but didn't jump all that well, and from the wide draw went back, but never really figured after that. It ran to the line only fairly, but in the circumstances, its effort wasn't too bad. It has gone back to the trials and won a trial nicely at Warwick Farm in the September. So it'll be a horse that we would expect to be more forward today.
Okay, and listening to Garen Portelli, it's sort of D-Day for that horse. Andrew Atkins takes the ride on Missile Coda, so I think we're up to date on jockeys as well.
Yep, we are, Andrew, for sure.
Beautiful. All right, mate, enjoy the day out there. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel joining the team in our preview hour of the TAB's Glenn Munsey. Morning to you, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. Good morning, Michael. Congratulations. Good morning, Ronnie. A bit overcast here, boys. Forgotten out of rain, though.
The most important question of the day, have you found a customer for after all that in the shorts?
You wouldn't believe it. You would not believe it.
No, you haven't.
Now, it's a little bit embarrassing in a way, really. They've had to give it a turn in. It went up 300-1. It's now sitting there. What race is it? Race 7, isn't it?
Race 7, number 7.
It's now $251. You know, there's $46 gone on it this morning.
But just this morning?
Just this morning. And that puts it 1, 2, 3, fourth pick this morning behind Chautauqua, Redzel, English, next pick after all that. $13 the place this morning as well.
No wonder you're giving all this money back for the Quaddy Fest month.
What about the Winx?
Now, hang on. I'm going to put a ruling in here right now. We're going to get into this preview because at the end, we're going to be rushing it. I don't want to be doing that because we deserve to give every race a good plug. So, Glenn, let's get going. The TAB Highway is the first race at 12:15.
Yeah, today it's a Class 3 over 1,000 metres, the TAB Highway today, and we start with a scratching in As He's Ready. Then we go to Under Oath at $7.50. Surprise Party at $5.50. Is Brodie Loy riding? Because he didn't ride yesterday at Corowa, right?
Well,
Lala Brook at $4.40. Oakfield Time at $4.20 and favourite. Hyde Sick is a $9.50 chance. Malachi Crunch at $19. Mr. Bon Jovi with the blinkers off and the lugging bit off at $15. Classic Conquest at $19. She Knows with the barrier blanket on and the concussion plates on the front at $5. And Yammer Magic is a $21 chance. Best supported runner here is She Knows. Went up double figures. In fact, $11 into $5. Second pick is Lala Brook, who went up, has been 460 out to 5, 460 back into 440.
Yeah, the speed in the race, well, As Is Ready coming out has made it a little bit easier, I think, for Oakfield Time. Barriers 5, 6, 7 and 8 have all got similar speed, so Huey's got a few options there. Under Oath will go forward with Surprise Party and She Knows with Oakfield Time just underneath them. Lala Brook's got a decision to make. It's awkwardly drawn. Has got gate speed, but I think those four in front of it may be looking to try and tuck it behind them.
Yeah, I see these new steward speed maps, which they released, and another great innovation by Racing New South Wales, have Lala Brook having enough speed to get across, which is interesting. Firstly, I did start doing the form on this race Wednesday and picked up this barrier trial from Dubbo, and it had this thing breaking the land speed record in course record time, Lala Brook, and I went to my trusted colleague, Michael Fraser. Well, can you explain the time of that trial for me, Michael? They had it breaking the course record over 1,020 metres.
Yeah, well, there was two heats. There was one of 1,000 metres and the other one was listed as 1,020 metres. The first one was 1,000 metres, but the other one was actually 999 metres. They sort of moved the barriers forward for Lala Brook. It was 1.96 seconds slower than the official time. I would suggest that being barrier trials, they may have hand-timed them. I can't guarantee it, but the time was completely wrong. But notwithstanding, the trial was still pretty good. You know, there's some form coming out of that trial.
So I'm not going on the time. I want to trust the eye on the trial. I thought he went great. He lures Greg Ryan to town after that five lengths win. Like I said, the form out of the trial is solid. I think he's got enough speed fresh to get across. He's untapped, only having had the three starts. I think he'll be very hard to beat. Four on top, Lala Brook. I think Oakfield Time's the danger. Got a very good-looking record at this distance. And with Bowman on board from a beautiful draw, mapping well, looks the danger. Heidzik, I thought, was the best at odds. He's likely for a race five-year-old. He was good first up at Muswellbrook, and there's a chance he could be last man standing here. And a huge watch on She Knows, who beat the older horses in the maiden before spelling. No trial here, but 11-5 early. I don't know whether that's a lot of money, but still, it's significant. And she is a huge watch, this three-year-old filly. I like four, five, six, and ten.
Yeah, I think they're the four contenders as far as I can see. I've leant towards the favourite in number five, Oakfield Time. One wheel up on pretty solid speed, first up there at Muswellbrook over 1,000. Second up last preparation, made a big improvement, and this was his only ever second up run to win over this trip by 5.5 lengths. He's got the right jockey on board for that draw. He's got options, and I'm going to lean towards him to beat Heidzik, number six. Was another one that was really good up on the speed, first up from a long spell at Muswellbrook over the 1,000. And its previous preparation had improved also nicely, second up to win well, and looks likely to get a good run on the map. For third, number four, Lala Brook, for all the reasons we've just discussed, the trial was good. And its only preparation, it did win two of three and rated quite well in those. And just has to contend with an awkward draw, otherwise I probably would have had it a clear second pick. And for fourth, number 10, She Knows. No trial to go on, but she did win a Goulburn maiden quite well before she went for a spell. Steps out here in class three. She's brushed the class one and the class two, so that in itself is a bit of a task, but obviously based on that Goulburn when she has ability. 5, 6, 4, and 10.
Five's also the fancy for race caller Darren Flindell. Five on top to beat 3, 4, and 6 for Darren. 5, 3, 4, and 6 in the first. Race two, Glenn, the top two come out imposing last ran yesterday, and My Nordic Hero may run next week.
Yeah, and that deduction for Azzy's Ready in the first is 9 cents a win and nothing the place here. The Shootout Mile, which is the benchmark 90, imposing last out yesterday, 23 cents a win and nothing the place. My Nordic Hero out this morning, 5 cents a win and nothing the place. Embley is a $5 chance. Veladero at $4. Darcy's Affair at $12. Shalmaneser with the winkers off at $26. Reby the Red is at $5.50. Gold Horizon at $17. Prada Miss at $8. And Royal Navy, the favourite, at $3.30. Best supported runner now becomes Royal Navy. Even went back up $3.20 this morning. It's out to $3.30 already. Second pick now, because there's nothing other left, is Reby the Red.
Yeah, the speed in the race. Well, look, I would suggest it's going to be truly run, but just working out who's going to lead and who's going to do what is a little bit tricky. Veladero's got the rail, so it's got the ability to hold them out if it wants to. Reby the Red won't be too far away. Now, of course, Embley took advantage of an on-pace bias the other day and went straight to the front from a wide draw and led, but that's only the second time it's ever led in 30-odd starts. From a better draw today, are they going to press the button again and try to lead, or are they just going to tuck in behind? And, of course, you've got Darcy's Affair won't be too far away. Prada Miss has got a bit of speed. And this favourite, well, does Timmy Clark try to press the button and go for it? I suggest he'll probably have to give up and go back a bit on it, because there's so much pace underneath him.
I think you've got a lot of support as far as that's what will happen with Royal Navy. He'll go back, one out, two back. And I wouldn't be surprised, since they've had a result with Embley leading, I wouldn't be surprised if he had a crack for the lead again. I wanted to back My Nordic Hero here, but he'll keep for another day. I think Veladero's the big improver. He looked well in the yard, first run as a gelding the other day. He was very hard in the market, so there was expectation there. I just thought he had too much to do. He was wide, no cover. He loomed and knocked up. He'll take benefit from the run. He gets a softer run here. Miles should suit him. He has a little bit of second up form in the past, and I want to give him another chance. Four on top. Royal Navy has always been one of these spruik horses. He's always had a rap on him, but he's third up now and no weight on his back. He'll be finishing strongly. He's sure to have supporters. Three Embley, off a win. It certainly stands him in good stead at this track and distance. And I thought Shalmaneser might run a race here, the stayer, at massive odds. His first run for the new stable, didn't mind his trial win. And he is a horse that's capable of pulling a bit of a run out fresh. Could include him in a first four. 4, 10, 3, and 6.
Yeah, I'm with the four also. I thought did a fair bit of work first up there behind Washington Heights at Randwick. should be a lot fitter for that run, get a much softer run here from a good draw, and you know, had trialled quite well prior to its first up performance. So I think with natural improvement, it gets into a race where it's with a couple of those scratchings. I was a bit like you. I had my Nordic Hero as my first pick, but gets into a race where I think it's got an excellent chance to beat Reby the Red, whatever you want to call it. Rock hard fit. Four of its last five have been quite good. Last two have been at this trip, including a really good third in the Rolling Mile at a price last start. From that draw, it's going to get a cosy run, whichever horse decides to lead. It's never going to be in a bad posse. And when the whips are cracking, I'm sure it'll acquit itself well. For third, number 10, Royal Navy. Look, both runs have been good. Just missed the tearaway Art of Excellence at Warwick Farm last start. 10-day backup after, I wouldn't say it was a gut-busting run, but it did have to do a chase from a long way out. That was just a slight concern and slightly awkward on the map. So they're the negatives for me, but it is going quite well. And for fourth, number 9, Prada Miss. Another one that's, the last three runs have been at Rose Hill. Two of them have been quite sound. I think the 59 kilos sort of anchored the last start. And with the claim today, she does drop 7.5 kilos. And if she posies up, you know, one out, two back, she may present quite well at the finish. 4, 7, 10, and 9.
Darren Flindell ends up with Reby the Red here, the 7, to beat 3, 10, and 4. 7, 3, 10, and 4 for Darren Flindell in race number 2. Now, in the third, this is a notice just come through on social media from the New South Wales stewards regarding Malahat. Stewards have received blood tests late yesterday for Malahat in the third, which showed improved profile. Horse remains clinically well. In further note, it says Malahat has been pass fit by stable vet and will undergo further examination by Racing New South Wales vet staff on course. So that's a note that's come through in the last little while. Guys, for Malahat here in the third race, Glenn?
Yeah, the Schweppes Heritage here, where we'll see Single Bullet back at the races today, a $4.40 chance. Viridine, also back at the races at $6.50. Goodfellow with a tongue tie on, resumes today, and he's had a tie back operation as well. Goodfellow at $14. The Mighty Fed, $19. All Too High Ing raced yesterday at Newcastle, 3 cents a win and nothing. The place came out yesterday. Malahat, the $3 favourite. Marsupial with a lugging bit on at $3.30. Albumin with the visor on at $19. Lights at $31. And Lucky Louie was scratched on Thursday, ran yesterday at Newcastle. No deduction taken there. Easily the best supported runner. Over half the total investment on the race here is on Single Bullet. Second pick is Marsupial. Third pick is Malahat.
Yes, another interesting speed map here. We've got Lights pressing forward. Albumin is up in distance. Its last three starts and now comes back in distance to 1,100, but is a horse that's got plenty of speed if they want to utilise it. I see Single Bullet getting a really cosy run with Viridine just behind it. And Malahat from a wide draw. Here he's going to have to make some sort of a decision as to what he's going to do, but you know, I'm sure he'll press forward also.
Yeah, it's a tricky one because... I'm sure they went to the stewards the other day with Albumin and said we want to ride him quiet, and I know he went forward to a certain extent.
Mm.
Just trying to look up that stewards report from that day.
You're 100% right, that's exactly right.
Yeah, so whether he wants to... Look, and they questioned, actually, Albumin, when questioned, Jay Pass studied as notified, he was instructed to obtain cover. He said from a wide draw when his mount commenced well, he immediately took... looked to his inside and had to go forward. So there was intent to go back last time. Whether that they go to the steward and say this is a different race because this is a race he could lead. So it's either him or Lights, I would have thought. I'm a fan of Marsupial here. I think he's had the toughen up run against the older horses there. He looked great in the yard. In fact, he looked too good maybe, too pretty. That'll toughen him up for this. He maps well. He looks well placed. I think he'll win. I think the main danger is definitely Single Bullet. His two trials are great. All his form was on the wet last prep, so interested to see how he goes on the dry. I think their expectations are he could go better. He'll be hard enough to beat. Viridine's just a little professional. He's got the job done at two races as a two-year-old, and his two trials look okay. And Malahat, is he a false favourite? He's up and running and fit and has a fitness edge. a little scare with his blood count earlier in the week, where James went to the stewards and he just said to him, look, this horse has just returned a bit of a funny blood count. They've obviously taken another one, and that's been corrected. 7, 1, 2, and 6.
Yeah, a good little race, isn't it? I'm with Gary Portelli's horse here, Single Bullet. And I like the little, you know, positive vibe I got from Gary when you interviewed him earlier. Mm. He's had two terrific trials. First one behind She Will Reign, which was an outstanding trial. And then he was necked in the trial behind Ball of Muscle, where he sat back and wide, and Ty just let him run at his own steam up the straight, and you could see he really did want to get on with the job. You would take no notice of the fact that he finished nearly 9 lengths behind them. He was absolutely bolting. On his debut performance at Wyong in that Magic Millions race, he missed a start badly, flashed home to be beaten just under a neck. He should have won clearly. He's a talented horse, and from barrier one, getting that really cosy run, I like him a lot. To beat Malahat, number 6, solid effort, 2 of 2 runs from a 58-day break, both at Canterbury. Ready to peak here, third up. Needs a little bit of luck early, but has got the right jock on board. 7 for 3rd, Marsupial. Ran up to win there first up behind Tango Rain, for sure and certain. Did peak on its run, and definitely fitter here. And for 4th, number 2, Viridine. Another one that's first up. Two really nice little trials, and he can't knock its form. It's had 2 starts, both at Rose Hill, and was successful in both of them. So, good race, but I'm a little bit keener on the 1 to beat 6, 7 and 2.
Yeah, Darren Flindell's with you, Mike. He likes Single Bullet as well. Number 1 to beat 7, 2 and 6. 1, 7, 2 and 6 in the Heritage race number 3. They're the first 3 races on the card. We're going to take our next break here on Racing HQ. The track at Randwick, a good 3, penetrometer 4.95. And when we come back, we'll be looking at the Bill Ritchie, which is race 4. And it's the first leg today of the projected big pool, which they think will get to around $200,000.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
It's Quaddy Fest time at TAB, and we're inviting you to join the celebrations. This September, you'll find great quaddy offers and huge projected pools across all the big Melbourne and Sydney Metro meets, including Golden Rose and Mackayvie Diva Stakes Days. Celebrating all things four legs with TAB's Quaddy Fest. Find out more about our Quaddy Fest offers on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Join Derby Racing, the Golden Slipper winning syndicators, in this stunning colt by champion racehorse Piero. Out of Call Me Pretty, this colt is a half brother to 3 stakes performers. To be trained by Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, he looks the ideal Golden Slipper type, and he's in full work now. Shares start at $5,400 GST included. For more information, visit derbyracing.com. Derby Racing, the ultimate racing experience.
AFSL 333-244.
Sony Music gives you the hottest stars on the planet with Dixie Chicks live, capturing their epic 2016 world tour. O'Shea 61615. The Great Country Songbook Volume 2 from Adam Harvey and Becky Cole. And introducing Old Dominion, Happy Endings. All albums available now. These are the hottest stars on the planet.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet your love our $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, and just going back to that third race, just got a text from Gerald Ryan, Ron and Mike, and listeners and viewers. Album and cover, that's why we're going back to 1,100 today, so the horse will be ridden with cover, guys.
Okay, well, that's good information. We get it early. We can adjust to that, and it looks, well, probably looks like Lights and, well, Single Bullet maybe.
Yep.
And the other news is Brodie Loy is certainly riding today after missing yesterday, but he'll be there today. Glenn,
Thank you, Andrew.
Bill Ritchie starts off this Big Six today.
It was well timed, that ad break. That just enabled me to write down the opening prices for Doomben. Right, in the Bill Ritchie here, McCreary came out on Wednesday, 8 cents a win and nothing the place. Havana Cooler back today with a cross noseband on at $23. Tom Melbourne, $2.80. Burning Passion, scratch from Melbourne to be saved for here, $4.80. Spectroscope is out, ran yesterday at Newcastle, 12 cents a win and nothing. The place came out this morning. Pajaro at $21. Coming Through, $2.40 and favourite. New Tipperary with the earmuffs on today, but the blinkers off at $18. And No Doubt is a $10 chance. Best supported runner here is Tom Melbourne, over double the investment than what has Coming Through on it. If you bet in the all-in markets on Monday, you're probably feeling a little bit happy with yourself. You've had $6 Tom Melbourne, it's $2.80. You've had $8 Coming Through, it's $2.40. And you've had $15 Burning Passion, it's $4.80.
What didn't accept? Something mustn't have accepted.
I'll tell you after this, Ronnie.
Yeah, no worries.
Because they were the all-in markets on Monday.
Okay, speed in the race. Well, this one's pretty simple. I think Burning Passion will roll to the front, No Doubt from a good draw, drop in behind it, Coming Through. I don't think they'll probably lead on it today. It'll just posse up either second or third. And Tom Melbourne, from an okay draw in this smallish field, he can tuck into fourth.
Okay. A lot of the stewards, MAP, had a change of tactics. Not official, but they said could be a change of tactics. They have little comments. And now that No Doubt's up to 1,400 from a good draw, no speed in this race, he could lead. So that's a possibility as well. So it looks like Burning Passion or No Doubt to lead there, Mike. I'm a Tom Melbourne fan. I'm jumping on his back. I haven't been on it at any stage, but I just like...
Oh, you might be the key.
It could well be the key to Tom Sidney. He maps quite nicely here today, third the rail, I'd expect. Hopefully he's still sharp enough for the 1,400. I reckon his two runs are outstanding in Sydney. There's no doubt about it. He has a habit of wanting to wander, so I think him finding in the rail in this race could be important. I have him on top of his stablemate Coming Through. He's had that month and a trial since that encouraging return where they did hand him the race, I must say, but he did do the job well. No Doubt, it's a big improver here. $10 looks over, so I'd have to have a little saver on him. He's ready to peak third up, and he's a definite knockout chance. And Burning Passion, well, he's been a mover since last time I wrote the markets down at $7 there.
Actually went up 6 this morning, Ron.
Really? Yeah, yep. Okay. I thought I wrote them down midday yesterday, and
yeah,
I had $7.
Yeah, it was 7 last night when I get home from the races, and went back up $6 this morning after... after Spectroscope came out.
He's genuine and he tries hard. 3, 7, 9 and 4.
Yeah, I've got the same trifecta in the same order. I'm with Tom Melbourne. I've been quite taken with both his runs. He should have won first up at Rose Hill. He was terrific in the tramway when he hit the front, and it took a really good horse in Happy Clapper to run him down. Set to peak here third up from a nice draw. I like the fact that Blake Shin's on board. Blake's good on, got good set of hands, you know, can get him to settle. And I think he'll win. I like him to beat the 7 Coming Through. As Ronnie said, had all favours winning first up. Still won well when gifted the lead this track and distance in a benchmark 90. A month between runs, been a lovely trial at Rose Hill since. Ticking along quite nicely. 9 for third, No Doubt. Nice progress, both runs back this prep, both at Rose Hill in good benchmark races. 3 weeks, third up to 1,400. Ticks all the boxes there, especially getting on pace favours. And the one that you haven't mentioned, well, I've thrown New Tipperary in for the exotics. And I was pleased to hear Joe say that this horse is in for its best campaign. Probably not a realistic winning chance, but look for it to be running on fresh here. And the dry certainly does suit. 3, 7, 9 and 8.
Boxed up numbers to Darren Flindell's. He likes Tom Melbourne, or my fault, he likes Coming Through the 7 to beat Tom Melbourne. 7, 3, 9 and 8. For Darren in the Bill Ritchie. Anything come out that changed the markets, Glenn?
Yeah, well, Invincible Gem went up $6. Foxplay went up $8. Dawnwall went up $11. The Answer My Friend, $11. Dibiani, $15. Perfect Rhyme, $15. Farolitos, $26.
Okay.
And Luna,
so all of those
$101.
Pretty, yeah. Well, haven't accepted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah. Why there was $6 each of 2 Invincible Gem, Tom Melbourne, $8 each of 3 Coming Through, Fox Play, Spectroscope.
And another change of tactics that have come through to the stewards just on the Twitter is in race 3, Goodfella to be ridden more forward as well. So with our Boomin going back and now Goodfella going forward.
Okay. Let's move to race five. Into the meaty stuff now, Glenn. This is for the fillies, the T-Rose.
Yeah, the McGrath Estate Agents T-Rose here, where we have Tulip and Champagne Cuddles. Numbers 1 and 2, $3.40 each of two. One More Honey at $26. Whispered Secret out no deduction. Sell a Girl at $14. Elise at $6.50. Sweet Deal with a near side bubble cheeker on and the lugging bit taken off at $34. I'm Excited at $9. Pandemonium at $8. Acume at $11. Regimen came out this morning. 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. And Smooth Landing is a $51 chance. Slightly more money for Champagne Cuddles than for Tulip, and Champagne Cuddles went up $4.60 in the all-in market. Third pick is Sell a Girl, and fourth pick is Pandemonium. So Tulip went up $3.60 in the all-in, opened $3.50, was into as short as $3.30, back to $3.40. Champagne Cuddles opened $4.60, got into $3.60, was as short as $3.20. First thing this morning is now $3.40.
Yeah, we were discussing Pandemonium earlier in the show, and I think it'll press forward from that good draw. It's got plenty of gate speed. It can hold them out. Then you've got horses like Sweet Deal and Acume, widely drawn. They'll be looking to come across. Elise won't be too far away. And I understand that they announced the connections of Tulip, announced that they're going to ride it a little bit more forward today also. So then you've got the favourites, Champagne Cuddles and I'm Excited, widely drawn. They'll both more than likely go back and try to get some sort of a trail.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Look, this race is going to come down to a good ride, I think, and I'm hoping for one with Champagne Cuddles here. She deserves to win one of these races. Hers has been... I thought hers was the best run in the Silver Shadow. I thought hers was the best run in the Furious. Just hasn't got that gate speed, which is a little bit against her, but up to 1,400 metres now, who knows what can happen here. I've got her on top with no conviction. I think I'm Excited, another one drawn off the track. She's a nice quality filly, this. I thought she knuckled down well in the Furious late there after that little bump on the turn. Now, I think the scratching of Regimen really helps Tulip here. Instead of being three back the rail, she's behind the leader now. I think she finds third defence, and she gets a lovely cosy run there for Bowman, and she's right in this race. And I'm looking for a booming finish from Seller Girl, the Queenslander, who's up and running, third up, ready to go at this distance. They're not the only chances here. I've got a bit of time for a Cume here, number 10, 2, 8, 1 and 5.
Yeah, I'm with the two Champagne Cuddles. As we discussed earlier, she probably should have won both runs as prep. She's carried my money, and there's no reason why. Well, the only reason I want to get off is because I've got slight concerns, I should say, is about where she gets in the run. But if she gets the right run and, you know, Ty can present her at the right time, I think she'll be too good for them. She's certainly looking for the 1,400. Last start in the Fury, she was very strong past the post, and I tried to have a look at all these fillies' actions over the last 150 metres to ascertain which ones were going to be strong as they get up in distance, and none were more stronger than Champagne Cuddle. So, look, I just think if she gets the right breaks, she's too good for them. Tulip's a danger, number one. She was sound first up there at Mooney Valley, where she peaked on around the last bit. She did over-race a little bit, so she was a tiny bit ring-rusty. She wanted to pull hard in the mid-stages, but she should be a lot more settled here, second up from a good draw. She won't have to do any work, and she'll present well. 8 for third, I'm Excited. Pretty much for all the reasons we just discussed, she was had excuses behind Minari first up. She was terrific in the Furious. She'll be charging home late. And for fourth, number 6, Elise. What you see is what you get. She's fully fit now after three pretty good runs. She was close up in the Shadow and the Furious. I think there's maybe some slight issue with her at 1,400, but she can be a minor player for sure. 2, 1, 8, 6.
Darren Flindell, our race caller, likes the Hayes Dabbening horse here. Tulip, the filly to win, to be 2, 9, and 7. 1, 2, 9, and 7 in the T-Rose there, race number 5. We get to the Group 1 of the day. It's formerly the George Main, now known as the Colgate Optic White Stakes. Tom Melbourne is out of this race, and so much interest in Winks and how this race will be run. But Glenn, tell us about the market.
Yeah, no truth in the rumour that they purposely dodged Winks with Tom Melbourne just to give Winks a better chance of stretching it out to 20. In this race here, Happy Clapper is a $12 chance. Ecuador's at 51. Red Excitement's at 21. McCreary at $81. Then we go to McIntosh at $61. Tom Melbourne is out, no deduction taken there. Winx today, she's $1.09. Heavens Above at 51. Fox Play at 15. Of course, Winx is the first leg of our special promotion. You can take Winx into Hartnell in the Maccabi Diva, $1.09 and $1.75. Works out to be $1.90.75. We're betting you $2.25. So you're getting about $1.12.5 Winx and evens Hartnell if you want to take advantage of that. That's under today's specials there. And I think you'll find the number is 149-001 if you want to bet on that.
Yeah, okay. Well, speed in the race. Well, we saw what Red Excitement did. There goes the phone again.
Yeah, you tell them 149-001 if they want to.
Someone's late for work.
Where's the cat?
Had the call for ages.
No, he's been away on a 3-month holiday travelling around Australia.
Where, La Perouse?
That's him ringing us.
No, seriously.
Send more money.
He's got the $200,000.
Bring me to pick me up at those gates on Anzac Parade there. Just
Righto. Let me get this map out. Speed in the race, well, Red Excitement and Ecuador, they're the two go-forward horses. We saw what Red Excitement did the other day. Whether that unfolds or not, I'm not really sure, but Ecuador will keep him busy. Fox Play and Happy Clapper will drop him behind. And then Huey from Barrier 1, well, he can please himself. He'll obviously want to get off the fence at some stage so he can come into the race at the right time. Ronnie, have a chat while I go and get rid of this phone.
No worries.
Give him a cab charge next time.
I think McIntosh is a lot closer up in distance from an inside draw today as well, I'd suggest.
Do they do what they did last time, Ron, or is it a totally different race?
No, this is a totally different race.
Ecuador makes the other go-forward horse in the first little bit where there was none the other day.
That's right. Ecuador likes to just do his thing. If they're going too slow, he'll lead. If they're rolling, he'll take a sit. And like I said, I had McIntosh to fly in the ointment here because he's up to a mile. He's the one up in distance, and we all forget he led the Kingston Town when he was in Perth.
Plus, he goes to Barrier 2.
Exactly.
And Chris, every time he draws wide, he's very negative. If he draws inside there next, he's a lot more positive.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's the box seat today. Seven, obviously, Winx is on top here. I think now that she finds herself with not too many... Look, there's not, you know, all those horses, the Who Shot the Barmans and all those staying types aren't in this race to get in the road. This is a more flowing race for her. And I think that'll really help her. And we're going to see her maybe put a margin on him here today. Picks herself. Happy Clapper. He's usually better second up. He was terrific first up. I think he can run second. Red Excitement is absolutely flying, and no doubting he can run well again. And I think Heavens Above will run really well. She's another one whose second up form is terrific. She's a really top quality Group 1 mare. 7, 1, 3, and 8.
And Mike, I wonder if you're back off that phone call.
Yeah, no, I got rid of all that. That's all sweet okay. Now. Winx on top, chasing a 20th win in a row. She's got great stats across the board. She's overcame difficulties to win both runs back this prep, and I think Ronnie made a really good point. She gets into a race where there's a little bit more flow today, and Huey's very bullish that she's going to, you know, really produce something special. Happy Clapper was terrific first up, winning the tramway. His second up form is good. He'll acquit himself well. He's definitely going to have a clear second pick. Three Red Excitement has been super, both runs back. We saw his performance the other day. And the one I've thrown in for fourth is number 9, Fox Play. As Chris said, that first up mighty effort went just grabbed late by Winx, took its toll. He's given her a month between runs and a nice trial, so she's in the mix for the minors. 7, 1, 3, 9.
Darren Flindell likes the 7 as well. Winx to beat 9, 1, and 3. 7, 9, 1, and 3 in the Colgate Optic White Stakes, the Group 1, formerly the George Main. Race 6, Winx time is 3:15 today. After the break, we'll be looking at one of the great races of the day outside the appearance of Winx. We'll be talking about the shorts.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to the nation's capital this Sunday when Canberra Greyhounds stage their cup final.
Changeable can't do any better. Ditto Metro, but this is home Zambora Cross.
Catch the Canberra tips from 10:45 a.m. Sunday
here on Sky Sports Radio.
For bigger odds, get on Trackside. For races every 4 minutes, get on Trackside. For races 24/7, get on Trackside. Next time you're having a punt, what are you going to do? Get on Trackside. Just head to your local tab to play. Gamble responsibly.
Join Derby Racing, the Golden Slipper winning syndicators, in this stunning colt by champion racehorse Piero. Out of Call Me Pretty, this colt is a half brother to three stakes performers. To be trained by Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, he looks the ideal Golden Slipper type and he's in full work now. Shares start at $5,400 GST included. For more information, visit derbyracing.com. Derby Racing, the ultimate racing experience. AFSL 333-244.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Lionel, your office is dusty. You should vacuum it.
I'll do it in a few minutes.
No, do it now.
I mean, it'll only take me a few minutes. I'll use a Dyson cord-free hand stick. That's what busy people do these days, Mum.
Oh, I know.
The cord-frees are so easy to use and so powerful. You can just do small, quick cleans when you need to. Dyson is changing the way we vacuum.
So show me the way we vacuum.
I'll put it on my urgent list.
Put it on? You mean put it off?
Check out the Dyson cord-free hand stick range now at Bingley.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. You are on Sky Racing, Sky Sports Radio, with the shorts being one of our feature races today. With Ron Dubbasy and Mike Fraser, we're waiting for the TVs to come back into us here to start looking at the shorts here on Racing HQ. They're back with us now. So let's have a chat with Glenn Munsey. Glenn, give us the market, please, for this most intriguing shorts.
Yeah, and he's just posted a little video, Michael Hawks, of Chautauqua this morning. Absolutely amazing. He came, walked across over the box, put his head basically on Michael's shoulder, then nearly bit the phone off Michael, but he must be a great horse, Chautauqua, there in the box. And if you got that, Hawks Racing on Twitter, if you want to see the grey flash, how he is this morning to get ready for the Bowman's Office Furniture Shorts, where today he's a $4.20 chance, Chautauqua. Red Zell is at $2.30 in favourite. Takedown at $13. We've got Fell Swoop at $11. English with the synthetic hoof filler today is a $4.40 chance. Ball of Muscle, he's got the synthetic hoof filler off and the blinkers taken off at $14. After all that, it's got the teddy bear treatment, Ronnie, into $201 now.
Got you soft.
$231 by $146 on it this morning. Extreme at $41 and Nyetta at $19. Roughly half as much again on Red Zell than there is on Chautauqua. Now, even this morning, Chautauqua, $390 to $420. Red Zell, $235 to $230. They're 80% of what's been invested on the race. Third pick is Fell Swoop. Fourth pick is English. And, as I said, $234 by $149 this morning after all that, making it firm.
Joe Pryde, he sort of showed his hand this morning. He said he'd like to lead on Ball of Muscle. Well, he and Red Zell are the two designated on paces. One will give up to the other. There's no way in the world they'll finish up cutthroating each other. And maybe Red Zell will give up with the, you know, he might want to just, you know, have a slightly cozier run with the Everest in mind down the track. Takedown won't be too far away from that good draw. He hasn't got the speed of these other two, but he'll be in you know, close enough contact. And Fell Swoop will probably sit outside it. English will go back. Chautauqua goes back. Nyetta can, you know, it can sort of posse in the first four or five or so.
Yeah, terrific little race, isn't it? A real pipe opener. How far are these other two going to get out of the market before people get interested in them? Chautauqua and English won't be too much further in the market for surely. I'm a bit of an English fan today. She's never been a mare I've tipped in the past, but I reckon she's had a terrific grounding for this race. She's had a couple of trials. She's been to Canterbury with track gallops, and I reckon she's ready to go. I know there's a little theory to say that her autumn form's better than a spring form. Well, I'll tell you something. We're going to find out today, because I reckon she's in A1 shape. She did beat Red Zell last preparation. I know maybe Red Zell's a better horse this prep. And she did beat him on a heavy track, where it was. She's always a query on a wet track. She's sure to be rattling off unbelievable sectionals win which she can in this race late. I've got her on top of Redzel, who's the horse to beat, obviously. He was brilliant winning first up, looking better than ever, and he's the one to catch. Chautauqua, don't rule him out. If we see a few backmarkers winning throughout the day, he's certainly going to be last man standing here, and we've learnt not to treat him too lightly, although he does look more a 1,200 metre horse these days. And best to the rest is Fell Swoop, who's obviously on the Everest path as well and sure to run well. 5, 2, 1 and 4.
Yep, super race. I'm with Redzel, the favourite. He was super winning first up in the Concord. Returned a really good high rating. His second up form is terrific. In 5 preparations, he's improved second up every time. He's just got to sort the lead out with Ball of Muscle, and I think he'll take plenty of running down. For second, I've thrown in Ball of Muscle. He's first up here. He's had 2 really strong trials. He was beaten a nose first up in this race last prep by Takedown. Meets that horse 3 kilos better at the weights. And he's going to be in the firing line for quite a long way here. And if the on-paces are suited, he certainly can, you know, run second to Redzel. For third, I've thrown in Takedown. He's another one, as I say. He's had the 2 trials. He's great fresh. 2 of his last 3 fresh runs have been super. The only failure was on a heavy track. He drops into a great spot here. 2 preparations back, as I just said, he was beaten a nose in this race. And the prep prior to that, he ran second in the Fireball to Redzel, and he meets that horse 3 kilos better. So, look, there's enough evidence to suggest that both of these horses can run well fresh, especially getting the runs they look likely to get. And for fourth, I've thrown in number 5, English. Look for her to be storming home at the finish. She may just be giving them a little bit too much start. No knock on Chautauqua, but for all the reasons we discussed earlier, there's a few negatives here today. He's a bit older, he hasn't won fresh for a couple of preps, and he's got bigger fish to fry. 2, 6, 3 and 5.
Darren Flindell's with the Tab Everest horse. The slot owner there, English, the 5 to beat 2, 1 and 3. 5, 2, 1 and 3 in the shorts. And I will say that video is fantastic. Glenn, I just went and had a look at it with Hawks Racing. I haven't heard it because I can't where I am, but the horse is virtually behind him and walks straight up and sort of stands right beside Michael Hawks.
Yeah, they're magnificent animals, and anyone that, you know, doesn't think that they are, and the time that these people put into these horses and what they can do with them, they, you know, like he was basically, I couldn't listen to it either, but I'd say Michael called him over, and he basically just walked over, put his head straight there, and anyone would think he was a model, Chautauqua, because he looked straight down the barrel of the phone, which had the camera in it, and then got as close up as you can. It's absolutely sensational.
Yeah, it is a great video. And I will say we've got a new opening at Sky. It's been advertised through Tabcorp, so it's no joke for a racing presenter. If Michael can't, maybe Chautauqua can, given what the horse has done in that video. But
yeah, he'd be another grey that I could have there.
Yeah, at least Chautauqua's got hair.
Yeah. And it's, well, I've got some, and it's mainly grey.
Let's move to race 8 now, the Kingston Town. Destiny's Kisses, the scratching here, number 5.
We basically weigh the same too, I think. In the Kingston Town here, we've got Who Shot the Barman at $26, Libran at $16, Chicanti is a $4 chance, Allergic at $18. Destiny's Kiss ran yesterday at Newcastle, came out on Thursday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Antonio Giuseppe, the $3.60 favourite. Classic Uniform at $14, DIC at $26, Kinemar is a $34 chance, Mega Blast at $11, Life Less Ordinary at $4.20, and Harper's Choice with a chitin noseband on, the cross noseband taken off, the lugging bit taken off, it's a $12 chance. Best supported runner here, roughly a third of the money on the race is on Life Less Ordinary, $4.50 into $4.20. Second pick is Antonio Giuseppe, third pick Chicanti, and next pick would be DIC.
Yes, speed in the race. I think Classic Uniform, I think that wide draw is a bit of an advantage for it. It takes a little bit of time to get into its stride, but it can roll forward from out wide, go across and put Chicanti into the box seat. I think Harper's Choice will come across and cover it. DIC, although not at 2,400, I think it's got enough gate speed to be in the first 4, and then it's a matter of what they do on Antonio Giuseppe. It is a perfect race for him to go into a nice fifth or sixth spot. I hope they don't go back to last and get caught up with some of those other slow pokes back there. But, you know, he's definitely got the gate speed to go to midfield.
No, there's no doubt. He can find the 1-1 here if DIC doesn't gather speed out of the barrier. He's the only fly in the ointment for him getting in. I'm with Life Less Ordinary here. I really think he's returned a much stronger, better horse. He's two runs back are great. I loved his first up run with the big weight in the slowly run race at Randwick that day, and then he backed it up with a solid weight for age performance, sticking to his guns pretty well there. I think he should be in the finish at a winnable distance for him, and hard to beat. Antonio Giuseppe's his main danger, I would have thought. He covered ground also in the Chelmsford and was very good. And set to put his right foot forward. Just needs luck in that first 200-300 metres there. No knock on Chicante. He just did a great job chasing that speed behind Red Excitement last time. And best of the rest is Libran. I think Libran's come back really well, and he'll run another good race here today. There's something for him this prep. 11-6-3-2.
Yeah, not a great deal between the two of them. As far as I'm concerned, I've leaned towards Antonio here. Fit for two runs back. He was good both behind Winks. He was good in the Warwick Stakes. He was terrific in the Chelmsford there, wide. Did plenty of work against the bias when a closing fourth. Just needs the right ride early, as you just said. If he gets into the right spot, I think here he's ready to peak third up. To beat the 11, Life Less Ordinary, was very sharp behind coming through first up. And he also had far too much to do in the Chelmsford, where he's made a little bit of a wide run there when he ran fifth. Should be ready to peak, and from that nicer draw, he's certainly not going to cover any ground, and he can pop into the firing line at the right time. Throwing a roughie in for third, DIC number 8 was a big improver winning the Premier's Cup there, second up at Rose Hill at a big price, and then they sort of took it back to the well a little bit too quick, I thought. A 6-day back up into the Wyong Cup, had a bit too much to do, but raced a little bit flat. I don't think it handled the back up too well at all. A little bit of a break since then. Jockey changed. Rachel King goes back on board. She was on it when it won at Rose Hill. And I think if it returns to that Rose Hill run, it represents a little bit of value for the exotics there, number 8. And for fourth, number 7, which is Classic Uniform. He should do his own thing out in front. He's an ultra-consistent horse. His last few runs have been sound. And he'll give a sight for a long way. 6, 11, 8 and 7.
Life Less Ordinary is the fancy for Darren Flindell. He's made it his best bet of the day, number 11, to beat 3, 12 and 6. 11, 3, 12 and 6 for Darren in the Kingston Town Race 8. We come to the last here. Andrew Atkins, now the rider. Glenn on Missile Coda, number 15.
We come to it at 8.52. How well are we going? The tab.com.au here with Ziggy Willie at $26. Echo Effect with the blinkers on today at $7. Sir Plush is an $18 chance. Top Striker out, no deduction. I Thought So at back as a gelding today, $3.90. Isa Rich at 18. The Answer, My Friend, scratched. It's running in Melbourne. Improvement at 9. Skylight Glow ran yesterday at Newcastle. It's out. 6 cents a win and 6 cents a play, scratched yesterday. Last Witness at 34. Pumpkin Pie with the blinkers on at 11. Dagny at 12. Rosa Carolina at 11. Loves a Fantasy at 41. Missile Coda. Andrew Atkins to ride there. Favourite at $3.70. Art Demore is out. It's running in Brisbane. And Marsupial out. It's running earlier. 13 cents a win and 11 cents a place, the deduction there. Well, mainly due to the support this morning, Missile Coda now the best supported runner already today. One bet of 2,000 at $4 and another bet of 2,000 at $3.70. Brings it into that price there. Second pick is Pumpkin Pie. Third pick is I Thought So, and fourth pick is the ever-consistent Isa Rich.
Now, the speed in the race, the ever-consistent Isa Rich from a good draw will go forward with the claim. It'll be, you know, one of the on-paces for sure. Improvement here, second up. I'm sure it's going to show a little bit more pace today, especially with that trial under its belt. It can go forward. Missile Coda, the favourite, won't be too far away. Do I understand that Echo Effect and Sir Plus from those wide draws we're going to go back, Ronnie?
I would say Echo Effect, whether it's an official change of tactics, but I've read
it will be ridden quieter.
Okay, well, they've said that before. He's a hard horse to do that with.
Hard horse to hold. Yeah.
But he has been strangled back in those trials there, and I'm not so sure about Sir Plush. I did hear either Jason or Bjorn say that he's going to be better ridden quiet for this horse. Mm. So we'll stay tuned to that one.
Yeah, and the other two that I thought could be in the mix, you know, maybe two or three pairs back, were Dagny and Rosa Carolina.
I've always been I thought so fan. He's let me down on a few occasions with his manners. Loved his trials. I love that they've gelded him, I think. And hopefully his mind is switched on here today. If he finds a back to follow here, I really think he's going to explode here. I've got him on top. I think this mare's the Danger Pumpkin Pie. She had support first up there in the Tango Rain race. She didn't look anywhere near ready. Now that she's had that run under the belt and they've whacked a set of blinkers on her, she's going to jump out of the ground here today. Echo Effect, I think he's a very talented horse. If he decides to relax here, he's right in this race because he's very good. And Dagny is a knockout chance. She's won at her past two preparations fresh in the past and certainly will be a finisher here. Miss Falcota, now that she's got a run, I don't know how to approach her. She's so lightly raced coming out of the midweek's Canterbury form, but there are good reports around about her. 5, 11, 2 and 12.
Yeah, I hope Dagny can deliver a bit of a knockout punch here. I've tipped this one, number 12. It's first up. She's had the two trials. She's been absolutely buried in both of them. The horse was full of intent, wanted to get on with the job. She's ran on fresh and won her last two preparations, albeit in easier company than this, but won impressively. A dry track is a big bonus for her, and she looks likely to get a really nice run, maybe, you know, sitting back three pairs too wide, and she presents at the top of the straight. I'm sure she'll race well. I've thrown Rosa Carolina in for second, number 13. She ran on well in easier first up there in an 1,100-metre race at Wyong. She's fitter here second up. She's another one that maps really well, so she should go. She should improve here second up, and no doubt about that. For third, number 2, Echo Effect. First up, two really cold trials. She's been, her two fresh runs have been good. She was a winner in one of them. And last preparation, she did plenty of work first up when she was a sound second. Last preparation at this track and distance. So she's right in the mix here. And for fourth, the favourite, Miss Olcoda. A little bit of a hard horse to get a handle on. She's lightly raced. She's got wins in easier, two of three runs this prep, up to 12.50. She hasn't had a run for 38 days, but has had a nice barrier trial to keep her ticking over. 12, 13, 2 and 15.
I thought so. As Darren Flindell's tipped the 5 to beat 15, 11 and 2. 5, 15, 11 and 2 in the last from Darren. Mike, where are you going for your best?
I like Single Bullet in race 3. That's race 3, number 1, Single Bullet. I think Tom Melbourne will come of age and get the cash in race 4. That's race 4, number 3. And Champagne Cuddle only needs a touch of luck to win the T-Rose, race 5, number 2.
They're the three for Mike. Enjoy the day, mate.
Cheers, boys. See you, Ron.
See you, mate.
Mike Fraser there. How are you playing it, Ron?
Yeah, I've got to take Mike on head-to-head in race 3, number 7, Marsupial for me.
Race 3, number 7, is the one for you. We'll hear from you right through the day. It'll be a magic day to be in the theatre of the horse and watch it all unfold. Have a good day, Ron.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duppasey and Mike Fraser previewing Randwick today, with the first race coming up at 12.15 and the Group 1, the Colgate Optic White Stakes at 3.15. 90 seconds for Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, the gates open for members at 10.45.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. That's exactly right. 10.45 for members and 11 o'clock for the general public. Look, we have two of the world champions of racing in our own backyard in Sydney, and they're racing today. What an opportunity. If you're out there and you're thinking of going to the pub or the club or even staying at home, change your plans. It's a perfect day to come to Royal Randwick. Fantastic weather, perfect track in a good three condition. And look, how often do we get to see these two horses on the one day? Winx, of course, and the Colgate Optic White Stakes, and of course, Chautauqua, the world's best sprinter. He's looking more white than grey these days, but he's the grey flash. Look, there'll be merchandise on sale there today. Hats for Wink and for Chautauqua, stubby holders, great mementos and things to take home to your family or friends or for yourself. And look, Andrew, look, there's free shuttle buses straight from Eddy Avenue at Central Station. There's everything lined up for a fantastic day of racing, great value for money out there with our reduced food and beverage prices, and we just can't wait to see these champion horses.
So 12:15 the first, the Winx race at 3:15, followed by the shorts, with four Everest horses that have got their slots resuming there, and who knows what else comes out of it at 3:15 or 3:55. But 3:15 is when you should be trackside for Winx. Have a good day out there, Brett.
Thank you, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club. As I say, 12:15 the first at Randwick. The Colgate Optic White Stakes, formerly the George Main, race 6 at 3:15, and the shorts with Chautauqua, Red Zell, Takedown, Fell Swoop, English, oh, what a race it is, at 3:55. The previews on Sky Thoroughbred Central begin from the tracks in an hour's time, but for the time being, this has been Racing HQ for our preview hours. Stay with Sky with the very best racing coming up right through the day.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Spring is here. Start your home renovations now. Buy travertine pavers from just $49.95 per square metre. Only from Amber Tiles. Amber has the answer. The M1 Pacific Motorway, looking good between Sydney and Newcastle. The M5 a bit busy through the main tunnel, eastbound to Arncliffe, and also Mars Street carrying a fair amount of traffic into the international terminal. Get the new Volkswagen Amarok Core 4x4 from $40,990 driveway during Volksfest 2017. It's a season of great deals. T's and C's at Volkswagen.com.au. I'm Ian Wallace, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio loves bringing you the best in country racing. This Sunday, Dubbo takes centre stage with their $350,000 cup meeting. Race morning at 10, get the winners for Dubbo's showcase meeting. Here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Don't pay overs. Book your mare to proven Group 1 sire for a reason for $2,200. Or Hunter Cup winner Bling It On for $2,400. Live foals receive a $500 HRNSW rebate. Conditions apply. Go to comedyequine.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our huge projected tote pools this weekend. Today, there's a $200,000 projected Big Six pool on George Main Stakes Day at Royal Randwick. And tonight, we've got a $50,000 projected first four pool on the Garratt's Horse and Hound Pace at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Don't miss a minute of the action with Sky Racing live on the Tab app. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Your business premises really needs a fresh fit out, but the bank says no.
You need to move fast, but they still say no.
You haven't got time for paperwork, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love our $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Also coinciding with Randwick, a strong program at Flemington. They have had rain, 15 millimetres in the last 24 hours. Good four, though. They didn't water through the week knowing that there was the strong chance of rain, and it did arrive yesterday and overnight. We'll check out Melbourne's weather with Mark Hunter and Dean in just a moment. The official scratchings, the first two races are clear. Race 3, number 2, Burning Passion is out. Number 2, races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, The Let's Alive, 4 Anna Royale and 18 Pure Pride, 4 and 18. Race 7 is clear. Race 8, you can take out 4 Pacadali and 14 Sly Romance, 5 and 14. And race 9, the four emergencies are out, 17, 18, 19 and 20. And in race 6, the Let's Elope, the rider for Written Error, number 17, is Ben Mallum. Ben Mallum on race 6, number 17. So let's welcome in our best team in the business for Melbourne right through the spring. Dean Lester, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
We are right into it. When we get to Ladies' Day and Maccabi Diva Day at Flemington, it's well and truly here.
Yep, that's right. All the classes are well catered for right through to the Group 1, and it's an exciting day.
Flemington, it'll be interesting to see how it plays. We've got a true rail and, of course, a number of these sprint races.
Yeah, we've got sprint races and had a fair bit of rain overnight, but it's obviously coped with the rain well. And, yeah, we're on fresh ground that hasn't been used since, I think, about the 8th of July.
And Mark Hunter's online. He's a bit closer to town. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
How's that weather? Any thought of any more showers?
Looking at the map, it's blowing quite strong, the wind, so any showers that go through will just be passing. They may be, you know, they may have a bit in them, but they'll just be passing. We have had quite a bit yesterday and today, so I'm surprised it didn't get to the soft five range.
Yeah, Mick Goody telling us earlier, if there was a couple more mil, it'd probably get there, but the afternoon is meant to be clear, so that's the main thing. Glenn Munsey's with us from tab.com.au. Glenn, how are you going to give the markets today? Every horse?
What would you like, Henry? You're the boss here. You run the whole joint now. You know, I'm only just a poor employee that does his best for nothing.
Please. I'm just saying, look, you look at all these chances. I think you're going to have to.
Well, people would like to know, Andrew, what prices all these horses are, because you don't know how wide Dino and Mark are going to get in their, you know, their top four selections. What haven't they put something in that we haven't told people that it might be a $34 chance?
Well, we can come back and ask you. But anyway, give us the markets here for race one.
Will you adjust my KPIs after this, Andrew, or anything like that? Right, let's get into this meeting today. The Capton Teams, the first here, where Jordar, down from Sydney, is the $2.50 favourite. Arctic Angel at 21. Plavacet is at 10. Split Lip at 14. Ramuz at 5. Luckia, I'll go with that anyway, 23. True Excelsior, 19. Pageantry, 23. Fox Swift at 9.50. Minthar, 31. El Gagni at 13. Miss Vixen, 21. And Moet Rose is at $13. Best supported runner here easily is Jordar. Even this morning is 2.80 into 2.50. Second pick, it's a very long way away in Ramuz.
Righto, Dean. Kickstart us with the first.
Yeah, I'm relying on the Sydney form here, Andrew, of Jordar. She seems to present with clearly the best form. That first up run was terrific and superior to these fillies. Anyway, I think she can win. I'm giving a chance at odds to number 12, Miss Vixen, who I thought should have won at Sandown. Was unlucky there. This is harder, but I think she's a promising filly. Five, Ramuz. Missed a run last week at Moonee Valley. Now has to go back in distance, but she'll be strong late. I think the Adelaide filly Split Lip was a terrific run against the pattern first up. Fitter, she's a talent. She can get into the money. But I think Jordar will win. 1-12, 5 and 4.
Yeah, I agree. I think Jordar's obviously got the best form in the race. It should win. If I had one little reservation, just from that barrier draw, the speed looks to be more down near the fence. So I think it might have to do all the work itself. But still capable of doing it and being too good and winning. I put number 5, Ramuz, in for second. Coming back in distance and a little setback last week, not ideal. But it does bring a good form line into the race. Number 9, Fox Swift from the gate, can follow through the speed, might hang on for a place. And I agree, 12, Miss Vixen, a good little roughie. You could argue it should have won last time. It's a nice horse. It's going to be strong at the finish. 1, 5, 9 and 12.
Okay, they're the thoughts of the boys in regard to their tips. And Matt Hill likes 1, Jordar as well, to beat 5, 12 and 11. 1, 5, 12, 11 in the first from race caller Matt Hill. Race 2, we have one of the key chances in the Caulfield Guineas, or in few of them, but particularly Royal Symphony back here, Glenn.
Yeah, and it's a $2.40 chance, Andrew. It's gone 2.30 into 2.20. Back open 2.30 this morning and has been pushed to 2.40. And even today, roughly 60% of the money that's been invested on the race today is on it, but it's drifting out to that 2.40 chance. Showtime, 9.50. Hualalai at 21. Murahib, 5.50. Cliff's Edge, 17. Lone Eagle, 26. Toga Pictor, 11. Eclair Sunshine, 34. Seb Fire, 21. Mighty Boss, 34. Conquest, 51. Ouyang Feng at 41. Metson at 18. Hume at 26. And Garrard is a $15 chance. Well, it's 83% of the money invested on the race, Royal Symphony. Second pick is Murahib, and it's that far away, it's not funny.
They've been doing some work, Mark, on the barriers. Tony McAvoy just keen to get the horse out a bit quicker than what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, I think, look, I've got him settling near last, Andrew. I'm taking him on here. I'm tipping number 7, Toga Pictor. I thought it was very good first up. It's a nice horse. It'll be much fitter for that run. It'll be parking midfield, coming to the outside, and I think it's got a great chance at odds to beat number 4, Murahib. had the blinkers on first up, you could argue he should have beaten Merchant Navy. I think he's got a great hope. 1,400 metres will be ideal. One Royal Symphony can win. I think it's going to settle last, chasing some good ones. And 10 Mighty Boss at big odds. Back onto a better track. I reckon this horse is far from the worst. 7 each way from 4, 1 and 10.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Same four numbers and same top selection. Now I'm with Toga Pictor. I thought his run first up was terrific. Form out of that race is stacking up well. He can race closer here. He ran well in the size produce at Flemington in the autumn against the pattern of the day. And I think he's got a great winning chance, number seven, Toga Pictor. I put Royal Symphony in for second, but I agree. I think he's going to be, even if he begins okay, he's going to be in the back three or four. I think that's the challenge for Dwayne Dunn. He's going okay in the gallops that we've seen between races. I don't think he's been dominant, but he's obviously a good race day horse. Murrahib was terrific at Caulfield, and I agree with Mighty Boss. His wheels were just spinning at Sandown. He just didn't let down at all, but his win at Sale showed that he's a really good talent. 7, 1, 4 and 10.
For Matt Hill, it's Royal Symphony number 1 to beat 4, 2 and 12. 1, 4, 2 and 12. And I should have posed this question to let you have a look at it, Glenn, but what price in the guineas, Royal Symphony?
$4.80, is
it? I'll do that for you, Andrew. I can tell you, since the boys tipped it up, $186 has gone on Toga Pictor.
Okay.
Now, add another 15 to that, so $211 have gone on it since they've tipped it up at that $11.
Okay. Royal Symphony's $4.60. I think I'm safe doing this, Dean. Glenn normally gets upset when someone else jumps in, but Royal Symphony, 4.60, Merchant Navy at 6, and Esperance at 11, Pariah at 11, and Catchy at 13. There's a few going to go from the Rose, Glenn, into the Caulfield Guineas, obviously.
Yeah, so, we've just got to price them, Andrew, with all the three-year-old races. We can't really work out their program. That's the trainer's job. We've just got to price them as though they're all going to be running anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, up to $335 now invested on Toga Pictor since the boys tipped it up.
Right.
A telethon.
Well, I wish it was, and it was coming to me, but it doesn't, unfortunately.
No, let's go to the Sofitel, which is race 3. Burning Passion obviously runs at Randwick.
Yeah, and one of Andrew's hotels of choice around the country. Dibiani here at $23. Burning Passion out, as Andrew said. Mio Dio at $26. Chocolate Holic at $4.80. Great Esteem at 51. Snit Sun at 7. Count Da Vinci at 34. Radapole at 17. Magic Cool 81. Dodging Bullets 34. Odeon at 23. Mr. Sneaky, the $3.20 favourite. Pure Pride at 17. The Answer, My Friend, running here instead of Sydney at $4.20. And Violate is a $21 chance. Well, he went up as much as $5.50, Mr. Sneaky. He was into $3.20 last night, has remained at that $3.20, and he's just under half the total investment on the race. Second pick is Snit Sun. He's been $6.50 out to $7. Third pick is Chocolate Holic, who's been $4.40, opened $4.60 this morning, is now a $4.80 chance.
All right. Dean, your thoughts on the third?
Andrew, I could make a legitimate case for my top four here as genuine winning chances, so there's not much between them. I'm going with Snit Sun. I think he's a better horse at Flemington. He ran well at Caulfield. I think he's building up to a win. The good speed here will suit him, and I think he'll run well. 12, Mr. Sneaky, and 14, The Answer, My Friend. There's not a lot between them. They've shown that on two or three occasions now, and Mr. Sneaky was very good first up. The Answer, My Friend, just don't think he's looked like a winner in the mounting yard as yet. He has been a bit wintry, but I'm expecting to see him today looking closer to his peak. And 4, Chocolate Holic, who comes through the same race as Snitson, was good there. He covered ground and ran very well. So I don't think there's a lot between the four of them. 6, 12, 14 and 4.
It's one of those good showers belting through now, Andrew. Absolutely teeming down at the moment.
Right.
But, they're the four standout chances. I think you could argue anyway. I'll go number 12, Mr. Sneaky. I just think he's absolutely flying. He did have everything go right last time, but he won't get too far away from the speed. He's in great form. He goes well here. He's got a terrific hope to beat number 14, The Answer, My Friend. Great speed map for this horse. There looks to be very little pressure up the front. He should find the top and be hard to run down. 4, Chocolate Holic, probably should have won last time. He's fitter. He's got a great hope. And 6, Snit Sun, who looks ready to fire as well. 12, 14, 4 and 6.
Matt Hill likes the 12 as well. Mr. Sneaky to beat 6, 4 and 14. 12, 6, 4 and 14. We'll keep an eye on those showers. And, of course, Matt Hill will be trackside later in the morning to give us an update as well if those showers do arrive at Flemington. To race four, another of the straight races, and maybe it will produce another Everest horse here, Glenn.
Well, every possibility, Andrew. Lucky Hustler is a $13 chance. Scales of Justice at $8. Red Kirk Warrior, the favourite, at $3.50. Voodoo Lad at $4.40. Burning Front at 21, Japanisma at 11, Saraceno 26, Savile Row 19, Saucibon at $5.50, Attention at 19, Lizard Island at 81, and Land of Plenty is a $26 chance. Well, two standout supported runners here. Red Kirk Warrior went up 260 on Monday in the all-in market, then opened 320. Open 340 this morning is already out to 350. He's the most popular runner. Saucibon, who opened 8 in the all-in, 10 in the final field, got into a shorter 6, opened 550 this morning. And third pick a very long way away is Voodoo Lad.
All right, how's it set up, Dean? I'll come to you and then go to Mark for his tips, but how do you think the race and the tempo will be?
Yeah, typical straight race, Andrew, probably a building speed. I'm expecting the likes of Attention and Red Kirk Warrior, who have drawn side by side, to be prominent. I would think that with the blinkers on Saraceno out wide, he won the Danehill out wide on pace last year, and I'm expecting that they'll ride him aggressively. And probably his stablemate, Savile Row, the way he's been trialling, I don't think he'll be that far away in Scales of Justice out wider. So not a defined leader, but a building speed like we often see in these races.
And going off the figures that Mick told us earlier, the going stick?
Yeah.
It was 9.7 inside and 8.7 outside, because they did come to the outside there at a recent meeting, didn't they?
Well, they have. And, RVL track walker Sam Highland also suggested that right out wide was a good place to be down the straight, so it'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, it will be. All right, Mark, how do you think the Bobby Lewis is going to end up?
I think it will end up with Red Kirk Warrior winning. Andrew, as Dean said, there's no speed here. I think you'll see a replica of the Newmarket where it just goes forward, takes control of the race. It just put paid to that Newmarket field. Did have less weight, but put paid to that field in a couple of strides, and I think it will do exactly the same today. It looks like it's trialling terrific, and I think it will win. Voodoo Lad, number 4, shouldn't be that far away from it in the run. Chased it home in the Newmarket and will chase it home again. I think Two Scales of Justice is a beauty. Whether he needs further than 1,200 metres, but he'll be grinding away strongly. And just the way the race will be run, I threw in number 10, Attention, maybe hang on for a place. I think it can park on the tail of Red Kirk Warrior and drag itself through and might hang on for third or fourth. 3 to win from 4, 2 and 10.
Yeah, I'm trusting the Newmarket form as well with Red Kirk Warrior and Voodoo Lad. I think both are well-suited. Red Kirk Warrior, fresh. Voodoo Lad, he's a big hulking horse. Now, that run will really tighten him up for winning at Caulfield. He'll be fitter. I'm putting in Saucibon for third. He might go better for Mark Zara, but down in the weights here, I think, is the key. And I like the way Savile Row's been trialling. And Mike Moroney did a very similar thing with Tavachi last year, brought him back as a sprinter, and he really measured up. Wouldn't be surprised if he ran a good race fresh. 3, 4, 9, and 8.
Yeah, I know they've been happy with the way it's been settling in those jump outs, Savile Row, Dean.
Yeah, it's been going well.
Yeah. Matt Hill likes 4, Voodoo Lad, to beat 3, 9, and 8. 4, 3, 9, and 8 in race 4. We know that the Hayes and Dabernick stables are very keen. They've already got a slot with the Star Group. Whether it be Vega Magic or will it be Red Kirk Warrior after today, time will tell. Let's go to the Danehill, another race down the straight here, Glenn.
Yes, and Summer Passage, the toppy here, is an $11 chance. Jukebox at $4.60. Azel at 23, Taking Aim 23, Overshare 17. Catchy Favourite, $3.40. Al Passam at 61, Plutocracy 19, Esperance 5.50, Limestone 12, and Booker at $5.50. Easily the best supported runner here is Catchy. Went up 4 in the all-in market Monday, 390 the final field Wednesday. Was into as short as 330, went back to 340 this morning. It has, 4 times the amount of money on it than its nearest rival, which is Jukebox.
Mm.
It was 4 on Monday, open 550 Wednesday, and was as short as 440, but it's just got back to 460.
Righto, they're the markets. Dean, what are your thoughts on the Danehill?
Andrew, I've thought the fillies have had the best form in Melbourne since their two-year-old days, and I think it will continue here. And I like Catchy. I thought she ran well first up, opened a bit of improvement. I think this is a perfect race for her, and I think she can win. Booker was very brave up on the speed working, wobbled around the turn and was no match late for Merchant Navy, but was certainly very good. Limestone, fitter for the first up run, straight track winner. I think of the males, Esperance might be the one. He was very good on debut, probably a little bit of a flat run second up, and has trialled well since then. But on with the fillies here, Andrew. 6, 11, 10 and 9.
Yeah, I don't like this race. I haven't got much between my four picks. So I'm going to go with number 2, Jukebox. It's certainly his acid test. He can do no more than win. I think he'll park just behind. I think it might be another sit-up and sprint race. He'll park just behind them and give you a great sight to beat. Number 6, Catchy. I don't know. I thought her first up run was okay without raving. She's obviously back onto a better track and she'll be a lot fitter. I think today's a defining day there. I think number 1, Summer Passage, is a good horse. Can go forward, park somewhere near the front and be strong. And 11, Booker, was terrific first up. It's another one that'll be parked just behind the speed, ready to pounce. 2, 6, 1, 11.
11's the fancy here. Booker for Matt Hill to beat 6, 2 and 8. 11, 6, 2 and 8 for Matt in race 5. Working through them, the Let's Elope now for the mares here. Ben Mallum takes the ride on Written Error here, number 17.
And we start with I Am A Star at $4.60, and that price makes it favourite. Serenely Discreet at $23, Oregon's Day at $5.50. Anaroy L out, and that was a tragic
news report
yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, it was for people, Dean, I don't know whether you know, but the horse trot and cantered off yesterday, nothing more than that. And by the time it had got back to the stable, it was very sore and it's fractured a sesamoid. So sadly, we won't see her a race again.
Yeah, it's a shame. She was a promising stayer, Andrew. But off to stud.
Yeah, off to stud. Righto, Glenn.
Yeah, Jennifer Lynn, the next one at 11. Flying Jess at 18. Sword of Light, 15. Exus at 21. Risque, 41. Sism at 9. Swampland, 5.50. Smart As You Think, 26. Happy Hannah, 26. Give Us a Go, 41. Let Her Rip, 26. Lavani, 26. Written Ear is at 10. And Pure Pride is not there. I Am A Star, best supported runner here, but only just in front of Jennifer Lynn. Third pick is Swampland, fourth pick Flying Jess.
Mark, which one for you in the Let's Elope?
I'm sticking with number 3, Oregon's Day, Andrew. It did the job last time. It's obviously got the barrier to overcome, but I think it will be fitter for that last run. I think it goes better at Flemington, and I think it will just explode down the middle, ridden a bit quieter. Its run last campaign behind I Am A Star when it bombed the start was enormous here. I just think you'll see it charge down the middle to beat number 11, Swampland. Got a terrific turn of foot in career best form, going to be tucked behind them and produce at the right time. Number 1, I Am A Star, got enough weight but gets a lovely run just behind them. And 7, Sword of Light, might be one run away, but will go forward, park in the first few and be in a really threatening spot on the turn. 3, 11, 1 and 7.
Yeah, I'm going here with the emergency that's going to start Written Era. She has had the 3 runs in. I think she's looking for 1,400. I think she maps well. I'm very pleased Ben Mallum's taking the ride. I think she's got a great chance here. Oregon's Day was good winning last start. She's got an awkward draw, but she can blend into the race and be strong late. I'm a Star. I'll be really interested to see her at the races today. She still looked very wintry to my eye at Caulfield and the Memsey Stakes. She's way down in class here, but just hoping that she's on the up, third up from a spell. And 13, Happy Hannah, who I thought's trialled up quite well, but certainly be putting Sword of Light and Swampland in the quaddy. 17, 3, 1 and 13.
Sword of Light, what was the other one? Swampland. Okay, the 7 and the 11. I'm glad you went with Written Error, because you've been mentioning it all the way along for the Let's Elope.
Yeah, I would have been a bit wrong if I...
It's been the old punter's post-mortem, but it's been for a few weeks, hasn't it?
About 6 weeks.
Yeah, we've been waiting. Matt Hill in race 6 likes 1, I Am A Star, to beat 17, 7 and 5. 1, 17, 7 and 5. The Group 1, Glenn, it's the Maccabi Diva. What price have we got Hartnell now at tab?
$1.80, Andrew. $1.80. We went up 180 on Monday, 185 on Wednesday, was back into 180 yesterday. Did touch 175 and back to 180. And remember, you can take that double, Hartnell Winks double. $2.25 for the $1.09 and $1.80 chance there. And just check that out under today's specials there. But Hartnell, $1.80 here. Blackheart Bart at $6. Le Romaine at $9.50. Tavago, $34. Galo Shop, I should say, at $19. Humidor, $12. Ventura Storm 41, John Snow 17, Haydock 13, Inference 18, Seaverge 51, and Single Gaze at 71. Well, he's 73% of all the money being invested on the race here, Hartnell. Second pick, let's try and find him. It's Haydock, and Le Romain is third pick.
How's it set up, Dean? How do you think the race will be run?
It's an interesting question, Andrew. I'm expecting Le Romain to be a lot more positive than last time. The draw allows him to do that. I think he can get across the four inside him pretty quickly. Haydock is a better horse with cover and settling, and he's had a bit of luck in Group 1's drawing. Well, he hasn't today, so he might have to roll up and sit up outside the lead, and then it's a matter of whether Blackheart Bart or Hartnell or any of those try and get involved. But yeah, it's a little bit tactical there, really.
Okay, how do you see, who do you think wins?
I think ultimately Hartnell will win because he's the best horse, and he came back very well with his win at Caulfield. I like that he's had a month between runs. He gets back to Flemington where he's a Turnbull Stakes winner and a Melbourne Cup place getter, and I think he's the one to beat. I'm expecting Humidor to be getting a lot closer to his peak, whether it's today or the Turnbull Stakes in 3 weeks' time. I think he's building to something pretty solid, Humidor, and I think he's the danger if there is one. Le Romain, as I said, I think a bit more proactive ride here, can get into the money, and Blackheart Bart next best. 1, 6, 3, and 2.
Yeah, I can't really see how he gets beaten, Hartnell. I think if he just doesn't do too much work early, whether that be he ends up outside the leader or fourth or fifth trailing Blackheart Bart and Le Romain, wherever he ends up, he just has a nice enough run to the turn. I just think he's too good and he wins. To beat number 8, John Snow, I think he's got a great little place chance. I thought he was terrific first up. He'll be fitter and he'll stick on strongly at the mile. 2, Blackheart Bart gets a good run, has got a place chance. And 6, Humidor, probably still a runaway, but gee, he's flying. He'll be charging at the finish. 1 wins from 8, 2 and 6.
I was talking to Andrew Forsman off air yesterday and he said it was the first time he'd seen these horses. Murray's been over, but he said, of the four that they brought, John Snow is the one that's made more improvement of the others off its first run there at Caulfield. Matt Hill likes 1, Hartnell, to be 2, 9 and 6. 1, 2, 9 and 6 in the Group 1 Maccabi Diva. We move to race 8, the Lloyd Williams, the Japan Racing Association Trophy.
Yeah, he feels like Darren Weir, I think. Robert Hickmont here, he's got that many runners. We've got Al Mandan as a $5 chance. Bondi Beach at 19, Kalani Kid at 13, Aloft at 7, Pacadali outran at Newcastle yesterday. Hans Holbein at $6.50, Loresho at 23, Swakadelic at 34, Sis Montaigne 16, Charlevoix at 19, Super Haze 15, Yogi's at 8, Crocodile Rocks at $4.40 and favourite, Sly Romance isn't there, and Grand Duke of Tuscany is a $61 chance. Most popular runner here, and roughly about a third of the total investment on the race is on Al Mandan. He did go up $6.50, he's now 5. Second pick is Crocodile Rock, and he's got double what Crocodile Rock's got on it. And third pick is Yogi.
Okay, Mark, your thoughts in race 8?
Andrew, I think Crocodile Rock is an each-way certainty here. He's had the 2 runs back. He's ready to fire. He'll get a beautiful run here. About third, fourth, somewhere there. He's got the perfect rider on him. A nice weight drop. And, gee, I think he won't miss each way. To beat number 1, Al Mandan, he's just an absolute star stayer. He's right on track. He'll run terrific. 6, Hans Holbein, just wasn't suited the valley last time. He's perfectly placed here. He'll give a great sight. And tap out the Robert Hickmott first 4, number 4, Aloft, is in great form. He'll give you a good sight again. 13 each way for me from 1, 6 and 4.
Anything from the hotline, Andrew?
No, bar the fact that a couple of them were obviously going to Newcastle. Yeah. And they wanted to stay, they didn't want to run on a firm track, and they're obviously going to have at least some sort of sting out of it today, you'd feel.
Right. I'm going with Hans Holbein because I just think Flemington 2,500 metres is his go. It hasn't really suited him at the Valley. He looks well. I think he's running pretty well, and I think he's got a great chance. Al Mandan can win because, as Mark said, he's a star, and he was terrific first up. Crocodile Rock, the big advantage for him is dropping in weight. He's not very big. I think the weight drop from the over 60 kilos that he's carried at his 2 runs this time in is significant, and Aloft to make up the first 4 for the team. 6-1, 13 and 4.
Yeah, did that make sense what I said?
You battled, but it was okay.
Yeah, I guess he didn't want to run them on a firm ground at Newcastle.
And they got the rain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's still a good rated track. Is that shower finished, Mark?
The sun's out now. Sun's out now, you wouldn't believe there's barely
Melbourne.
A cloud in the sky.
So, wait another 5 minutes, Andrew, please.
Matt Hill likes the Crocodile, 13, to beat 4-1 and 7. 13, 4-1 and 7 in race 8.
Have you got the coloured caps, Andrew, what all these are going to wear today, please?
Number 1's wearing a white cap. The 2's wearing a red cap. The 4's wearing a blue cap. The 6 is wearing a limish.
Yeah.
Fluorescent, whatever they want to describe it as.
Iridescent.
Yellow.
The 13 Crocodile Rock is wearing a green cap. And the 15 is wearing a pinkish.
Orange, I'll go for.
Orange cap. So
straw, felt.
Yeah, so there we go.
And Matt Hill's nightmare continues.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Well, he can just get some experience, you know.
For Cup Day.
Exactly, preparing for Cup Day.
That was being an audience today.
Yeah, bring Greg Miles if he needs a hand. He went through in the Melbourne Cup last year.
He did. All right, the market, please, in the last.
Right, we start with, excuse me, Amavasio.
You okay? I'm worried about you.
Andrew, I'm a Trojan. I'll just keep going. Amavasio here at 10. Annus Mirabilis is at $81. Emily Starr, where he said it's his best runner, at $4. Big Memory, 21. Extra Zero, good on you, son, $21. Barisha, good luck, boys, 51. Hardem at 8. Centre Pivot, 13. Nozomi, 19. Cool Chaps, 7, Gaelic Chieftain 13, Jackanoid Bay 15, Mahaney 11, Tarquin 21, Lord Van Persie 81, and Red Alto 11. Best supported runner here is Emily Starr, although it's a drifter. 330, got to 4, opened 380 this morning, it goes back to 4. This is probably the quietest betting race of the day.
Okay.
Next picks are Gaelic Chieftain and Jackanoid Bay.
Righto, Mark, give us your thoughts here on the last.
My thoughts are it's a very tough race to work out, Hoss. A few of these still getting fit. I'm going to go for some value in tip number 12, Jackanoid Bay. I think he ran well at the rally last time. He has to back up a week later after that, but I think he's got the perfect rider. He's got a great speed map. He should roll forward and park on the back of his stablemate, Mahaney. He should control the race from there. In good form, he'll give you a great side at good odds. To beat number 7, Hardem. Not the best of luck first up. Fitter will run terrific. 3, Amelie Starr can certainly win. Just might be buried away there in gate 1. And 10, Cool Chap ran okay first up. Will be fitter for that. 12, 7, 3 and 10.
Yeah, I'm hoping with a horse like Mahaney in the race that the field breaks up a little bit and that offsets barrier 1 for Emily Starr because hasn't got the speed to use it and just need to get the brakes at the right time. But I think she's ready to win. 1, Amavasio's had a long prep. He's had a freshen up, trialled well recently. He's a better horse at Flemington. It was a non-event for him at Caulfield last start when he was wide and back. 7, Hardem, I thought ran nicely first up. Will be fitter, and Cool Chap did enough first up. But a tough finish to the program, 3, 1, 7 and 10.
And for Matt Hill, it's 10, Cool Chap to beat 3, 7 and 11. 10, 3, 7, 11. Mark, what's your best?
I'll steer away from Hartnell, Andrew. We'll go a bit better value. Race 4, number 3, Redkirk Warrior, and race 8, number 13, Crocodile Rock.
They're the two. Good luck today, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
Race 1, number 1, Jorda, and race 5, number 6, Catchy are my two best, Andrew.
1-1 and 5-6. We'll hear you right through the day on a massive day at Flemington. Yeah. Thanks a lot, mate.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester and Mark Hunter leave us with something. Glenn, jockey challenges just to wrap it up.
Yeah, no jockeys challenge up at Flemington yet, Andrew. A bit slack there this morning. At Randwick, Huey Bowman, the 190 favourite for the jockeys challenge, over Blake Shin at 4, Brett Abdullah 7, Glenn Schofield 750, Ty Anglin 14, Tim Clark 19, Corey Brown 26, any other jockey 31. Huey Bowman's the today's special. Huey to ride 3 or more winners on the program today at $4. Don't forget that Winks and Hartnell special double under today's specials. You're taking at $2.25 about Winks and Hartnell both winning. They're $1.09 and $1.80 if you want to take the multi that way. If you do, you've got to have a serious look at yourself because we're giving you $2.25 through the special price on that double.
Yep.
And the only other jockeys challenge at open is Doom, and Matty McGilvray favourite $2.50. Jimmy Byrne and Brad Stewart $4.40. Jeff Lloyd, Robbie Fred at $6.50. Any other jockey $21. James Orman and Ruby Ride at $31 each of two. Andrew, just if you're thinking about what you should be doing today, I'll tell you what you should be doing. You should be getting to Randwick.
Yeah, exactly. Members gates 10:45. All the others open at 11. And Winks jumps at 3:15 today. But stick around. for the shorts, because it's going to be a beauty as well. Good on you, Glenn. We'll hear from you right through the day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. By the way, if you are looking at the Victorian provincial program, Kyneton Racing today has been abandoned with more overnight rain. The Kyneton meeting abandoned. In a moment, we'll be looking at Doomben on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to the nation's capital this Sunday when Canberra Greyhounds stage their cup final.
Unchangeable, can't do any better. Ditto Metro, but this is home, Zambora Cross.
Catch the Canberra tips from 10:45 a.m. Sunday
here on Sky Sports Radio.
For the best price and range on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Mazda. September brings the art of value. Right now, get an extra year's factory warranty and get 3 years roadside assistance for free on all passenger vehicles and CX-3. Plus a $500 Mazda accessory pack and Mazda factory bonuses. See the Mazda expert today. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
There's nothing like Country Cups action. Country
and
Cups
Thursday,
action.
The Northern Rivers comes alive. Lismore's Country Showcase meeting carries excellent prize money, including the $60,000 cup. Thursday morning at 10, get the Lismore Cup Day tips here on Sky Sports Radio.
Now at Trackside, you'll get better odds on every runner, every race. That's runners 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 12, and on all the codes. Thoroughbreds, a harness and greyhounds. Head down to your local tab if you're going there today and get on Trackside. Most remember, though, gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love our $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
And let's get stuck straight into Doomben. Fine and sunny up there. Good four with a Penno of 5.06. The rail back into the half a metre. Race one is clear. Race two, take out number nine. The third, the scratchings are 2, 5, 6, 11 and 14. The fourth, take out 5, 8, 10 and 11. Race 5, 4, 5, 6 and 7. Race 6, take out 6, 13 and 14. Race 7, 2, 7, 8, 11 and 15. Race 8, number 13. And race 9, 1, 10, 15 and 16. And it's good morning to Michael Maxworthy. How are you, Maxie?
I'm well, thank you, Andrew. Looking forward to a big day of racing here at Doomben today. It's their annual Country Music Day, and a lot of the country music folk have camped overnight at the infield here at the track, and they've already struck up the music. It's a bit like going to a meeting today at Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, fantastic. Great atmosphere. I'll see you later in your cowboy stuff, by the sounds of it. All right, the
hope
first
you will.
11:47, the first. Hard Stride number two is the favourite at $3.50 over Strat Turbo up there at $3.80.
Estra Turbo's had a couple of hit-and-run missions in the past to Doomben. He's always well-placed by Gary Portelli when he sends him north. He's had seven starts here at Doomben for two wins, two seconds and a third, so he's definitely top three materials for Turbo. As is the case with these short course races at Doomben, there's plenty of pressure on. I'm going with number two here, Hard Stride. Now, he's one of a number of leaders here, but he's just got the gate where I think he can ping and cross. I'm just hoping Larry Cassidy on another whiskey in gate one doesn't kick up and hold him out. If he can lob in front here, Hard Stride, I think that's his best chance of getting the money. He's in good form. He's third up today. Gets a little claim for leading rider Matt McGilvray. To beat number one, Straturbo, Ruby Ride's claim's going to help, so he's back with 56, and he was a good recent Rosehill trial winner. Then with a promise. Now, she's drawn a little bit awkwardly here, 7 out of 7, but if my speed map works out, she might be able to get up outside of Hard Stride in the early part, and that'll give her a good chance. And then I've got 6 another whiskey in the mix as well. A bit of a tricky race because of the pressure, but I'm with 2 Hard Stride from 1, 3 and 6.
Race 2, a benchmark 80 over 2,200 in G Good B. Number 2 is the favourite at $4 over 6 Miss Arabella at $5.50, along with number 8 Real Sting.
A lot of these horses raced against each other in a very similar race to this 2 weeks ago here at Doomben. It was won by Inji Goodby. Rock on Ivy was in it, ran second. The Room of Fire was third. Stanley was sixth, and Brilliant Jet finished in 8th placing. I'm going for the horse that finished in 3rd placing, the Room of Fire, one of Chris Waller's runners. He was third there. He was two lengths behind him, he could be at the end. And it was a little bit of a messy race midway through. The pace slackened and a few whipped around the outside. The Roomba-File got on his bike fairly early at the 600. Now, he looked the winner at the 200 metres mark, but he just felt the pinch. I'm just hoping that this race is not as messy as that, and he holds him up for the last crack at them. He does drop 2 kilograms in the handicaps. He's back down to 56. Probably on fresh legs compared to a lot of these as well, the Roomba-File. He's only had 4 runs back, so we'll go with him on an each-way basis, number 4. They're tricky races. They usually take it in turns here. But for the Roomba-File on top of number 2, Inji Goodby, who was terrific coming from last to win that race a fortnight ago. Number 8, Real Sting, will run on strongly. And then 3, Stanley. Just troubled a little bit by an awkward alley. Stanley, 4 each way, the Roomba-File, 2, 8 and 3.
And it's currently at 7.50 and 2.30, the Roomba-File number 4. The third race, the Ambassadora number 8, is $2.25 over the toppy Super Suave at $4.80.
Yeah, they're the two that I like as well. They're both fresh up, and both of them have trialled okay, in particular the Ambassador. But I'm going to go the way of the other fellow, number 1, Super Suave. He's only had 5 starts for 3 wins. He'd only had the 1 run last prep. Things didn't work out for him, so they went back to scratch, started him off again. And he did have a barrier trial around about a month ago. He was shot in that trial. He hesitated a little bit, but with high speed on the ground, he was able to lead. And then he just let him amble down to the winning post. He's had a month to get him on song today, and there's been a bit of support for him. He returns the gilding too, by the way. So I'm with him, number 1, Super Suave. Again, the Gilbray and Birchley. This has been a lethal combination over the past 6 weeks or so. To beat the Ambassador, now, he was really good in a recent trial. He didn't win that trial at Deegan, but I love the way he strode out. And he's getting blinkers on for the first time. So 1 to beat 8, then 9, Snitzel's Joy, and 3, Adorito.
1, 8, 9 and 3 for Maxi in race 3. Race 4 at Doomben, Manius number 4 for James Orman, $2.50 with tab fixed odds over 13, Plucky Girl at $3.60, and Lothario number 6, $7.50.
Well, he's been the punter's pal, Manius. He's won his last 2 starts this track and distance, and the punters have loaded up on him because he's been winning the last races. Well, he's in the middle of the program today in race 4. I think he can win again. The competition against him is not getting any harder, but he is rising in the weights, and that's the only concern. He goes from 54.5 to 58. But he's drawn a good alley again. He comes out of stall number 5. There's a little bit of speed here. Brotherly Secret, Plucky Girl. And I can see him lobbing into a beautiful slipstream trailing position to conserve a bit of energy. I think he can make it 3 wins on the trot this track and distance, Manius. So number 4 clearly on top of 6, Lothario. Good use of the claim with Jag Guthman-Chester. He's in terrific form, this fellow. He's a last start Gold Coast winner at the Saturday meeting a fortnight ago. And with Jag's claim, he's only got 54 and he's got a nice alley. He's probably going to trail Manius here. Could have the last crack at him. Then 13, Plucky Girl. She's an on-pacer. And number 7, Raja Ampat, to get back and run on. 4, 6, 13 and 7.
4, 6, 13 and 7 there. To race 5 over the 13.50. 2 snits, the shorty here for Matt Dunn, $1.75. Mashani Bullet at 3.40. And they're pretty well the dominant here. Can the favourite be beaten here?
Oh, look, I don't think so, Andrew. We get a good guide with that race that he won 2 weeks ago. It was almost identical to this. In fact, it was probably a little bit harder, hence he's deep in the red today. Now, that was the first time Snitz had ever drawn a barrier in 6 starts. He sat up right on the speed, Legademe led, and he'll probably lead again today, and then look for Robbie Fradd to press the button. I think Snitz can take over like last time and get the money. Now, his main rival, Mashani Bullet, was also in that race. Mashani Bullet was second up with 59 on his back, and he was anchored over the final part. However, Snitz did beat him by 4 lengths. Now, today, Mashani Bullet meets Snitz about 2.5 kilos better at the weights, but can he close that 4-kilo gap? I'm not sure about that, so I'm going to give Snitz clearly the edge ahead of him again. I think it's the popular exacta here, 2 to beat 1. Then 3, Legademe, to hold on for 3rd. And number 4, High Lizzie, she's a maidener, and she can certainly pick up some of the minor money. But I think the market's got it right, 2-1, then 3 and 10.
2, 1, 3 and 10. Impregnable is the shorty in race 6, number 11. It's $2.50 after its last couple of wins, or in fact the last start win. Mashani El Lobo, number 5, at $7. And Art Damore, number 10, at $7.50. But can Jeff Lloyd do it again here?
Definitely. He gets on really well with his fellow Impregnable, although it was a bit scary last start because he was the hot favourite. Price was he? $2.90. Well, not the hot favourite, but 2.9. And Toby Evans explained after the race that he can be a little bit fidgety in the gates, and he was on this occasion. He hesitated, he missed a start. However, with high speed, Jeff was able to get him up on the rails to pick up that lost ground, to stalk the leaders. He got a split in the straight, and he went on to score by a half a length. So keep your eye on him today. He's got gate number one, so the starter will be able to have a good look at him and make sure that he's not fidgeting when he hits the button. I think he wins again, Impregnable, number 11. To beat number 8, Apollo Bloom. I like this fellow. An ex-Southerner. He's with Ben Curry. Brad Stewart to ride. And he won by 5 lengths first up into Woomera. And then he went to the Ballina Newmarket last Thursday week. Sat up outside of a leader, the eventual winner of that race, and he wanted to hang a little bit turning into the straight. It's a tight turning track at Ballina. I think he'll appreciate a slightly bigger track here at Doomben Apollo Boom. I think he's definitely the danger to Impregnable. 11 to beat 8, then 5 Mashani El Lobo. Good use of Steph Lacey's claim, good draw, and he won here quite well a fortnight ago. Up slightly in grade for Mashani El Lobo, but I think he's up top 3. And then 4 Khaleesi, no luck last start. Ran into a lot of rump stakes, so hopefully she has better luck in transit today. 11 to win, though, Impregnable, from 8, 5 and 4.
To race number 7, we had David Pfeiffer on this morning. He said Jemadar, far better barrier with the scratchings and drops in weight. They're the key things here with the claim for Matt McGilvray. It's a $3 tab fixed odds favourite, the 5, over 6 Lifesaver at $4.80 and 4 Torgerson at $5.
Yeah, a couple of New South Wales interest here with Torgerson first up after a couple of trials, and there's been a bit of support for him, and Jemadar from David Pfeiffer Stables. Jemadar likes to roll along, and you've got a great starting point here for 1350. Not concerned at all about the alley, as you say. He does come in a few. He'll stride forward, might even try and lead and dictate from the front, Jemadar. His two runs back at the midweeks in Sydney have been good, second at Canterbury and then second at Warwick Farm. That's clearly good enough for this. Having said all of that, I'm going to give the edge to number 3 here, Spring Tycoon. He's had two runs back from the spell. Both of them have been good. He's a beautiful-looking entire by Written Tycoon. I thought he was slightly above himself at his first run back when he was beaten by a pretty handy one in the amateur. And then he stepped up to the 1400 at the Sunny Coast. He hit the lead a long way from home. He was vulnerable at the end, and he was picked up by Mandrake. Now, he's had those two good second placings. Little claim today for Tip Brooker. Inside gate, I can see him stalking the speed. And at the price, I'm going to go each way, number 3, Spring Tycoon. To beat 5, Jemadar. Number 6, Lifesaver. His two runs in the highways have been good. This is suitable for him. And then number 4, Torgerson, who's expected to run well fresh. 3, 5, 6, and 4.
And the 3 at this stage is currently $6.50, Spring Tycoon, in that race. To race 8, the open handicap, Dreams are Plenty on the backup, number 3 at $2.70, over Andreas, number 14 at $6.50, and 1 Inch Punch at $7.50.
Well, usually in these open handicaps at Durban, we see a definite leader in She Is What She Is, but she's having a well-earned break. And the pace of this race we're looking at now is with the favourite here, Dreams are Plenty. A lot of his opposition like to sit back around about midfield. So I'm thinking Dreams are Plenty from his awkward gate. Gate number 10 can just take his time and eventually lead for fun here. And I think he can go all the way. I've been waiting for this guy to lie down, but he won't. The reason for that is he's had such a tough time of it as a 2- and 3-year-old on very heavy tracks. He likes the lead. Often he's taken on in the lead. I'm thinking, well, you know, when is he going to lie down? But he won't. That was a good effort when first up here 7 days ago, went second. Very strong on the line. So he's on a 7-day back up here. Dreams are Plenty. Expecting to lead and be the one that they've all got to catch. To beat number 14, Andras. She might be wanting something a little further than a mile, but she's a quality filly, and Lloyd has elected to ride her ahead of 1 Inch Punch, who I've got in for third. And then number 4, Punta Norte, gets all the on-speed favours. he can hold on and run a place. But keen on Dreams are plenty. 3, 14, 6 and 4.
And the last at Doomben today, we've got down the bottom, Dire to Rise at $5 in an open betting race. One Golden Day, number 5, is at $6. 11, Cape Town Hussy at 7.
Yeah, confidence level not high here, Andrew, in the last because of the few ifs and buts. We've got this favourite here, number 17. Look, he's two runs back from a spell of being super. Fifth behind Real Sting at the Sunny Coast and then second behind Miss Arabella. Should have won both of them, in my opinion, but he's his own worst enemy. First up, he missed the kick two lengths, should have won, and then he missed at 5 and was only beaten a nose. And the winner of that, Miss Arabella, has since won again. But is he going to jump? That's the big question. They're putting a barrier blanket on him today. So, gee, if you're on him, you want to cross your fingers. If he jumps, he'll win. If he doesn't jump, he'll probably run a place. So I'm not going to take the punt on him here. I'm going with number 5, One Golden Day, who's on a backup. The mile, a little bit sort of risky at the mile, but I can see her racing in the top 3 for fun, doing no work, and she's pretty tough. She's from the Ben Curry yard. 5 on top each way to beat number 7, Moonlight Dance. It looks to get a lovely run for Jeff Lloyd. Then the 11, Cape Town Hussy. She looked magnificent in the yard here a fortnight ago and ran up to it. She gets the mile, which is good. The alley is nasty, though, for Cape Town Hussy, but I think she's in good form. And then 17, Dia de Reyes. It's all about the jump with him. 5, 7, 11, and 17 in the last. Andrew?
Righto. What's the best there, mate?
Race 8, number 3, Dreams of Plenty.
Race 8, number 3 for John Zilke. Good on you, Maxie. Enjoy the music up there.
I sure will. Thank you,
Andrew. Good on you. Michael Maxworthy previewing Doomben today with the first at 11.47. We're going to go straight to Newcastle. It's a fine day there. Track is a good 4 for the second day of their Cup Carnival. They've altered the track since yesterday. Between the 8 and the 400, it'll be out 3 metres. So from the 800 to the 400, 3 metres, and the remainder is true. The first two races are clear. Race 3, take out number 7. Race 4, take out 3 and 6. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, the scratchings are 2, 14, 15 and 18. Race 7, number 12. And race 8, take out 3, 18 and 19. Now, one rider we needed there. Race 8, number 17, Bayview Emperor, is Courtney Vanderwerf. Race 8, number 17, Courtney Vanderwerf there at Newcastle. Gary Harley is online. Morning to you, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Another nice day. Going to get to about 24 degrees.
Yeah, beautiful.
Track's a good 4. The Sydney boys commented after the last, when we were going to the car, that they thought the track played really well. So that was great news. And there's going to be a good crowd today. There's no wind here at the moment. I'm hoping that we don't get any, but there's going to be a good crowd. And, gee, the last couple of races are really good races too.
Yeah, well, let's hook into them, mate. With the first at 12.34, give us your tips and then I'll update on the market.
Mate, I think Intrinsic's a good thing today. Intrinsic, number 2. Look, you'll see first up the other day at Warwick Farm, he only run 8, but there was a lot of excuses. In the straight, he laid in. He didn't want to go through a gap. He had his head on the side. Looked like he didn't like racing between horses. He's a horse that won on the bill at Wyong back in May, and then he got beat a long head at Rosehill by Silence. Barrier 1, Chris Lees has got him, only a small field. He'll be in the red, I'd imagine. I think you'll win today. Number 3, Seaglass for Danger. Canterbury winner back in May, had a couple of recent trials. Very strong late in a recent Rosehill trial. Number 5, Sojourners. Did a few things wrong the other day. Got held up on the turn, but he's a very consistent horse. And number 1, Savona Sunset. 2-3-5-1.
Yeah, $1.95 Intrinsic there. Number 2, $1.95 over Seaglass at $3.20. With Tab fixed odds in race 2, the fillies and mares maiden. African Rainbow, number 4, going here instead of tomorrow. It's $2.35 over Lightning Nick at $4.20.
He's my best bet of the day, or she is, African Rainbow. I wish it was a mile, even another 200. But anyway, you can't have everything. Last preparation, the last run before a spell in June, she got beat a head or so over the mile on a heavy at Warwick Farm, went to the paddock, come back, And the other day at Wyong, she was a solid favourite. And the 1,200 metres was too short. I said to Corey after the race, Corey Brown, how do you think she went? She ran fourth. He said it was too short for her. She wants further. Big track today, 1,400. She ran a terrific race behind Devon Early at the Scone Cup Carnival back in May. She'll be very hard to hold out at the end. Number two, Lightning Nick Troll, really good. Before the third at Golden the other day, I expected to improve on that run. Number six is my third pick, Daydream Explorer. Racing well, two good placings at Hawkesbury and the Sapphire. And number one, Cheyenne. Led the other day at Goulburn, weakened a bit, but could run a first four here. 4, 2, 6, and 1.
Race three, a maiden over the 900. Newburgh, number eight, is the shorty here at $1.75. Over five, Reprimand at $3.90.
This horse trial terrific. The Hawkses have got him. They produced a really smart first starter yesterday here in the maiden, and it won. And this horse, Newburgh, he's not a first starter, but he ran third in a race at Randwick behind Minari back in January. I know he got beat about 4.8, but it was a hot race, taking aim run second. Then he went to the paddock, come back, did nothing at Canterbury, and he went straight to the paddock again for 3 months. His recent trial, which he won at Rosa, was very good. He ran home good under no pressure. And that's why he's so short. I think he'll account for this field. Number five, I thought for second, Reprimand. It showed good speed in the trial. Set up a big lead there. Just got a bit tied late, but it won the trial. Trained by Bjorn Baker. I've seen it race three times at Scone. It'll hit the ground and run. News fan, a first starter at Tim Wars. Thought its trial at Gosford wasn't too bad. And let's get on with it. Well, it was never off the bid in a trial at Gosford. It's another first starter. And Jay Hopkins trains, who won the Cameron yesterday. 8, 5, 4, and 9.
Yeah, great thrill for Jay. Fantastic.
Oh, yes, it was.
It was great. I reckon he might have had a beer after it as well.
I'm sure he would have had more than one.
Race four, the class one, and we've got Drakenfels for Godolphin, number one, at $1.80. Seven, Final Frontier at $2.90. They dominated. Lamazo, number four, is at $7.
I'm with Final Frontier, Paul Perry's horse. He's flying this horse. He bolted in first up at Taree, went to Musselbrook and just got beat by Oakfield Time. And then he come here to the Beaumont track in a hot race. Moulton won the race. It was a midweek race. Snowden's have got it. And Floki, the boom horse of Ben Smith's, run second. This horse was beaten three quarters of a length from the winner. Got a ton of speed from that barrier. The duck will go forward, I've got no doubt. I reckon it's got a chance of beating the favourite. It's only got 54. The favourite's got 60, Drakenfels. He's only won the one race, but he's had five placings. His recent trial, you could take no notice of. He run near last, but Quinn Schofield never let him go. He was hard-held all the way. He is a big tip. I mean, the city boys will want to tip it. Number four is my third pick, Lamazo. It could run a place for Chris. And number two, Blue 22, didn't trial too bad for Kim Waugh. 7, 1, 4, and 2.
To race five, a class one, a maiden plate, and we've got Yeah Bravo, number three, the favourite at Tab, $2.70. One Cyrus Rocks at $4.20, and out to 12 Sea Bay, but $5.50.
I like Yeah Bravo. He's a city winner. He won a Randwick 1400 on Anzac Day, but this time he's had two runs. He's ready to win now. His last run was a huge improvement. He ran third at Wyong on the first day of the Cup Carnival behind a smart horse, Gay and Adrian Savapinski. This looks a lovely race for him. Got a tricky barrier, but Bucko's riding him. And from the 1850 there, once they get to the back straight, they've got a huge run down the back. He should be able to get in all right. Now, Cyrus Rocks is getting fitter. He had a 613-day break. He's had two runs since. He only got beat a couple of lengths at Wyong the other day, over 1,600. Mark Newnham's got him, and I reckon he's the big danger. Number nine is my third pick, Rationale, for John Thompson. Placed the other day at Goulburn. And number 12, best of the others in the race, Andrew, which is...
Sea Bay.
3, 1, 9, and 12.
Righto, to race six, this is the Colts, Geldings, and Entire Maiden over the 1,400. Eight, Spencer's the favourite at $1.60 for Mitch Bell. Perifitio, number six, at $9. So that tells us that Spencer, who trains this one, mate, it's in well-known colours.
Anthony and Edward Cummings.
Yeah, son of Piero. Let's have a look at this race, Gary.
Well, mate, I'm just going to gamble on one to beat it, the second pick, Chris Wallersdorse, Skyfield. What do you know about the jockey? I read a bit, and I can't think what it was. Ryoya Kazaki's his name.
I read it somewhere during the week myself.
Yeah, I did too, but I can't recall it. But he's obviously he's from overseas, and I think he's having a stint with Chris Waller. Anyway, Chris has got him on this horse, and he did race good at the Scone Cup Carnival when he ran fourth up there, and that was his last run. Went to the paddock, and I thought the trial was okay recently, and a bit of value because the other horse is odds on. I thought he could run a race. Spencer ran second, just beaten at Hawkesbury first up recently. Got a bit of a bump at the start. It was back on the 2nd of September. Couldn't catch the winner, but did go pretty good. His three previous runs, Andrew, he got beat. I know they were in the city, but 10, 6 and 6. Tell you what, he's pretty short. They know what they're doing, obviously. Number 13, Surgeon, at big odds, has got a place hope. He trialled well before a good placing here the other day for Paul Perry. And number 6, Preferito, won a Gay and Adrian's. It'll probably lead. Third run back, it'll be a lot fitter. 4, 8, 13 and 6.
4, 8, 13 and 6 there. To race 7, the Hurricane. Duff's horse is the favourite. Sugar Bay Leonard, number 4, $2.60. Three Sheets, number 8 at $5.50, and Arise Augustus at $7.
Did he hand out any tips for Newcastle?
Well, we had our last guest this morning was Joe Pride, and he said we're going to go back. We'll drag him back and come with one run.
You'd have to go back in a 900 where they're going to go quick, and he's drawn barrier 12. Mate, he obviously had a little bit of trouble getting him back to his best this time in because he's had four trials.
Yeah.
He won 3 out of 4 on city tracks last time in.